There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my lord taketh away from me the stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. For thou mayest be no longer steward. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods, is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? For thou mayest be no longer steward. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John, for thou mayest be no longer steward.
You appreciate it. I wonder what's happened with that guy. That fellow Moses, we don't really know what happened to him. What a joy it's going to be. I still hope on the Word of God that will let me have a full understanding of who the ones have a right to be included in the dry bones. Now I'm sure that you have no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm also sure that you don't really have any deep interest in what I'm talking about. But I'm going to talk anyway. If you will remember, which most of us have made it very clear, that we are not going to apply ourselves to remembering. Because if you did, then you remember how I, many years ago, started talking about remembering.
Amen.
And if you remembered that, then you wouldn't get mad at me when I try to remind you.
Amen.
How do you like that? Pretty articulate.
Hallelujah.
I still remember the message very profoundly. It was at least 30 years ago when I started to preach a message that I alluded to many times here. And if you remember, you can even tell me what I'm talking about. Remember, consider, and beware. And then if you had done like you were supposed to do, you could actually go home and read it. And it will tell you what you should remember.
Amen.
It will tell you what you should consider. And it showed you what you'd be aware. And that's the part you don't want to remember. Beware of him we heard lately. There, again. That you don't want to remember. Willingly ignorant is, I don't want to remember.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to be
told.
That's, I don't want to remember.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are guilty before God.
Yes,
amen.
Behold, I send an angel before your face. Beware of him. Be warned.
Hallelujah.
How you treat him. Be warned how you pay attention to him.
That's right.
You beware of him. Now look at that. Oh, now that is as clear, as precise explanation.
Amen.
Of beware. You making it get better? Beware for what? Don't provoke him. Well, then the question goes back to this. Are you that messenger? Are you that prophet? See, that's what it all boils down to. I mean, all the things that God has said, well, we believe God said it, but is he the God? Is he really the God?
Oh, God.
Oh, yes,
he is.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Very clear.
Oh, God.
Beware of him.
Yes, Lord God.
Beware lest I forget the Lord thy God.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, God. See, I'm right back again.
Right.
Remember? Consider. Beware. We're not just talking about any God. Or your little God. We're talking about the only God there is. And when somebody's out here hollering, God said this and God said that, and it's not the right God, you're in trouble. When they come and tell me that Muhammad and Allah is God, no, he's not.
No.
When they tell me to call on Mary, no, that's not right.
No.
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 When he said to join a church, no, it's not right. No.
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 Beware is always a warning. It's an admonition. All these things were written for our admonition. If you remember, just the other day, I asked somebody what the word admonition means. Remember? Do you remember? I'm talking to you folk. Most of you were there when I asked it. Some of you weren't. But the one that lived here on the grounds was in that dining hall. Except I don't know if he was there. He might have been here. But when I asked a question, and he answered it. Remember? I remember. Why, you won't even acknowledge it. Was it you or did you?
Hallelujah.
What was mine?
A warning to keep you from falling into a snare.
Right. See? You know what I had that? Lord, tell me last night what the snare was? Because I quoted that scripture to me. Like a snare.
Yeah.
Shall it come upon all them.
Hallelujah.
That dwell on the face.
Oh, yes.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Amen.
I said, God, what is that snare? He said, why, iniquity.
Yes.
Iniquity snares us all.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Iniquity.
Yes, Lord.
It magnifies our eye.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And moves his outer way.
Amen.
Oh, well, you want to think that one through? Is there anybody here who has not been snared by your iniquity?
Amen.
That's why you hear Paul finally telling you how he was snared by his iniquity.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He got into great trouble. And finally he said, I, my iniquity, is crucified. Did Jesus get snared by his iniquity? And had to get crucified?
Amen.
No? Yet, Father, not my identity is in you, God, not in me. I'm a son of God. We have a side to God, not the Son. You magnify the God by acknowledging the Son.
Amen.
Oh, I'm saying that's so good. Oh, I'm saying that's so good. Wow, that is so perfect. And I didn't even sit down and write it out.
Glory God.
He just won $600. I'm going to do that again because I know you don't like it.
Yes.
I asked God, I said, what is this snare you keep talking about?
Praise God.
Listen to it. Like a snare? Shall it come upon
all?
All?
Oh, yes.
All?
All?
And that's just out, right? We're not part of that at all, are we?
Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Every time something goes haywire around here, iniquity pays its part. And I've even told you, if I do all these things as a man, seeking out my own, then down on Nicholas.
Right.
Yet not I!
Now, hallelujah.
I am crucified with Christ.
Right, hallelujah.
We don't look too good. Well, he didn't either.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
And when you get crucified with Christ, you won't look too good either.
Yeah.
You're going to be a mess. Because you're going to mangle your eye.
Yes. Glory.
You ain't going to look good to your family, your friends, when you die out to yourself. No, you ain't what I thought you was. Why won't you people just humble yourself down and say, my God, that is a God? What makes you, well, how come you're having trouble convincing your family, your friends, and the ones you used to love that you are serving God? Well, you don't look too good to them. You're in the process of being crucified.
Yes.
And only a few is going to eventually say, well, I believe he really was a servant of God.
Amen.
The other going to go by and wag their head and say, he kind of save us. He can't even save himself.
Right.
Well, what a beautiful. To me, what I'm doing right now is giving you a beautiful, beautiful. And you folks don't enjoy beauty anymore, do you? He'll beautify the meek. The submitted. The yielded. That's beautified. But Jesus meek and lowly. Did God beautify him? Hung him on the cross. Hallelujah. He said, look at him. Glory be to God. He beautified the meek. Woo! That was beautiful. He was so beautiful. He said, look and live. Boy, you don't talk right, does he? There they go again. You know what you need to do? You need to find some place where you can stop shucking everybody else.
Right.
And you'll be honest with yourself.
Amen.
And come to yourself.
Hallelujah.
And say, Lord, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. It's me. Ah, you don't want to do that, do you, see? You'd rather sleep on. Because you don't understand the time.
The time, yes, Lord.
Now, you heard me talk about
identifying
God's people.
Right.
And then I try to talk to you about remembering something.
Yeah.
My people, see how we're going to identify God's people? See?
Glory.
When you get willing to have me talk to you and reprove you and rebuke you without getting offended, then you're God's people. So I'm looking for Christ in you. You don't get it?
Yes, sir.
Boy, you love that truth, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes,
God.
And how many times have I dealt with that? Because you don't receive the love of the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Of the great I am.
Hallelujah.
Then you end up believing the lie that you am.
Right.
Now that's sad because that's exactly what God wants you to become, the I am.
Amen.
Paul said, nevertheless, I live.
Right. That's right.
Yet not I, but Christ.
Right.
I am. See, he finally got to the I am.
Right.
He's still using the I now.
Right.
He hasn't done away with the I.
No.
He's still using the I.
Oh, God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to switch from the I will to the I am. Time people think the Bible contradicts itself, but it really doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
A contradiction in most people's mind is actually an enlightenment to the ones who.
Right. Hallelujah.
He was in the wilderness where God started to project the crucifixion. And God sent evil service among your people. God did. God did. Did God send a serpent against Paul? Well, you see, the same thing happened with Paul that happened in the wilderness. Much people of Israel died, but they didn't know that.
Glory.
Someone just shook it off.
Right.
And looked.
Yeah.
And lived.
Hallelujah.
What a simple message, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you're dying. You die with this poison. If you just look.
Hallelujah.
If you just look. You'll live. Looking on to Jesus. From the altar. And the finish of our faith. With the joy that was set before him. So, come looking amongst the dry bones for God's people. Wonder what happens if there's a bunch of old dry bones with the herd. Son of man, how do you expect dry bones to hear? You're really stubborn, aren't you? I ask a question, and it shuts your mouth right away. Because you, like you say, well, do you have an answer? Huh? Yeah, if I give you the answer, you're going to wrestle it, deal with it in your mind. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Have I talked about the dry bones, lady?
Yes.
Big God said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, who are those? They're bones over there. By the way, you go 37th chapter, 38. You'll find all this thing laid out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You'll find the Son of Man magnified in the book of Ezekiel like no other place.
Amen.
He died a young man. Jesus, the Son of Man.
Amen.
Died a young man.
Yes, he did.
His wife died. Jesus had to watch Israel die.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God's first wife.
Yes.
Don't do it. He did not give them a bill of divorce though.
No.
But they separate themselves.
Yeah.
They allowed their sins and their iniquity to separate them from their God.
Amen.
And God said, don't even do that. I'll take care of your sins.
Hallelujah.
They allowed the keeping of the law. Look how long it kept Paul till finally he had to look.
Right. Amen.
They had looked.
Yes, sir.
When he looked, right, the light went on, yeah, and he fell in the, wow, all this stuff, I had nothing but darkness.
Yeah.
Nothing but darkness. I thought I knew what I was doing.
Right.
He was a man, brothers and sisters. He wrestled.
Yes.
He fought.
Yes.
He said, I fought a good fight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, what are y'all fighting with me and not with me? How'd you like that one? Come on, fight with me, but not with me. Come on, fight with me, but don't fight with me. I'm not your adversary, and you're not mine.
Amen.
Your adversary is your own iniquity.
Amen.
Yours. Until this church comes to that full submission,
Jesus,
and you completely, without questions or anything, to what God is doing for you.
Right.
I mean, you don't look too good, saints.
No.
You're dry bones.
Yes.
Somebody's got to get that word of God in you until you get them bones to come together, muscles put on so they work together, hold together, put some skin on so they all look alike, get the glory of the God upon them, and then they'll stand upon their feet like a mighty army. Hallelujah! Now the only ones going to do that are the dry bones in here. God help us. We need it. Now I'm constantly confronted as a man with talking about the man.
Right.
And so it just doesn't seem right. But because you're always talking about yourself.
Right.
Well, if that's what I'm doing, then I'm crazy. Because
yeah.
I ain't much of anything.
Right.
Yet not I.
No.
Right. You see, I didn't change my clothes.
Yeah.
And I you need to go down and change clothes. You know, look a little better.
Yeah.
And God said, come on.
Right.
Clothing camel's hair. This is you, boy.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I'm talking to people out there, and I try to talk to them about what God's doing with me, I say, look at me. See, what, look. Do I look like a prophet?
Amen.
Hey, look.
Right.
You ever hear me do that, Timothy?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to tell the people about I did it with the clay down there at the mobile home place the other day. All of a sudden, we switched from talking about homes to talking about what God's doing with us in this ministry. Yeah. And I opened up, and he, fortunately, he's a young man who, I didn't inquire too much, but I know by some comments he made that he's had a lot of trouble in his marriage.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I can tell you why he does. He's a very friendly guy. He's a good looking guy.
Right.
And I had no problem with him.
Right.
Sure. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's a very friendly, open guy.
Right.
I could just see women just.
Yeah. Right.
I could just see him just trying to go around and run his fingers.
Yeah.
I could see him do it.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned Leviticus, he says, "Yeah, I know about that." And I can see this man's already been.
Right.
Oh, brother, you ain't that smart. You don't know things like that.
Lord Jesus, you glory, glory.
You don't understand me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I got trouble with my kids. How could you understand that?
Right.
Right. I got a problem with my family. How can you? How can you? You just don't know.
Thank you, Lord God. Bless you, Lord. Oh, bless you.
I'm getting old, but so you don't know something, I'm getting old.
Yes, Lord.
You know how I hurt you. You never had no hurt.
Right.
I got your peg again, don't I?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
Kind of fearful of weight. Shouldn't he be looking stronger than that? Yeah. I got your peg, folk.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But not because of what you've done.
No.
Because of what he done. He's the one that identified the dry bones. He's the one, not me. He's the one. He's the one that called you by his name. Not you. He's the one. He's the one. Oh, Jesus is the one. He's the one that chose you, not me. He's the one that chose me, not you. When I think of the choosing of Jesus and how he picked me out of all this mess, my soul cries, hallelujah. Woo! Yes, sir. So you got to remember. You know, I tried this morning again, and I've done it many times at this house.
Hallelujah.
I get up and I'll say, I wonder how God's thinking right now.
Right.
And then I'll say, but my God, his eyes are going to and fro throughout the whole earth and like a snare.
Oh,
you can find all the other. What's snaring the world from seeing the eyes of God looking upon him?
Right.
Their iniquity.
Yes.
Their iniquity makes them focus on himself.
Right.
And look at themselves.
Yes.
If you can see Christ on the cross,
ooh,
then you can get on the cross.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
But we see Jesus. He's made a little lower than the angels. What do you mean Jesus made a little lower than the angels? Well, there were some angels that did not leave their place. So he left his place in heaven, came down a little lower to become sin for us. He was made a little lower than those angels, yet God crowned him with glory and honor. From that lowly state, he lifted him up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where in the world? Do you see Jesus? You always get mad at me when I tell you How joyful it was when he found a sinner.
Amen.
How joyful.
Hallelujah.
See the reaction right away? And then I'll say something like this to you. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Suppose he wouldn't have found any.
My Lord. That
would have been a wasted trip.
Hallelujah.
But I can testify.
Yeah.
He found one. I don't know about you, but he found one. Hallelujah. And when he found that one and convinced that one of sin, and there was repentance, out, I'm a sinner, have mercy on me. Heaven rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise ye the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Oh boy.
Glory. Mighty.
It just all boils down to one simple thing. The foundation of the gospel.
Yes.
Based on Jesus came.
Hallelujah.
How do we work the works of God? Why, you believe on him. Now, I also use that believing on this him. But that's not the him he's talking about. He's talking about that him being in this him. And believe on him whom he sent. And if that him is in you, then you believe on him whom he sent. And you love one another, and you forgive one another, and God for Christ's sake forgave you. And you follow these steps. You go to Calvary. You die on the cross. You get buried, and then you're going to rise again. Hallelujah. You believe on him who was our example. Jesus was a creation of God. He made Jesus the creation subject to vanity. He laid on him the sins. Because he was created the Son of God. He was created to bear the sins. So God laid on him the sins of the whole world. And that creature, that creation in Christ, was subject to vanity. How can I save him? How can I save him as a man? You can't. You got to go to the cross. But can't we save him another way? Let this cup pass from me. Well, we can, but this is the way I chose. Why, God couldn't even have made you. Didn't even have to save you, would he? Would he? He said, I'm sorry I did it. That's how he said, turned out worse than I thought it was, but I'm sorry I did it.
Yes.
So I'm going to do something about it. You mean they caught God unaware? Or did he have that all figured out before the foundation of the world? Before ever made a man? Before ever made you? He secured himself in his own integrity. Glory to God. Oh, God. So he had no qualms about saying, I will make a man. And when he started to make, he said, I'm going to make a man. Hey, you angels, I'm going to make something here a little lower than you. And I'm going to make a man. Let up. See, that's another thing. I guarantee even some of you will sit there and you won't answer me. Because, you see, it's been 30 or 40 years ago when I answered the us.
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I answered it once and for all. Why did it have to be answered? Because they were teaching that there was three gods.
Amen.
In the Christian Missionary Alliance, when they taught where God said, let us make man, they were telling you that that us was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three persons. And that's not what God was doing.
He was talking to the other
angels.
Right.
And why did he do that? Well, very simple. Oh, Lucifer was an angel.
Yes.
Just like they were.
Yeah.
And one day that snot-nosed angel rose up and said, I'm going to become God. And the other angel stood back and said, now what's going to happen to him? Can you get away with that? And so they watched. Now a war developed. And they saw in the prophetic view of God, Satan cast out of heaven to earth. So now God's got to make earth. You see, this is happening in the foreknowledge of God. So when this battle takes place, you're going to cast Satan down. You've got to have an earth. And he has to have a place for Satan. So he created the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
Heaven with fire. And in the center of the earth is nothing but a ball of fire. And now it's enlarging itself. They're pulling the gas and the oil out. And they still can't put that fire out. You would think if they drew all the gas and oil. But there's a perpetual flow down there. And there's an eternal fire there. And they can't put it out. They can draw the gas out. They can draw all the oil out. Burn it up every which way. And the hell will still... And now... With it. That's the place that God prepared. He left his place up there. And God prepared, created the heavens and the earth. You peanut brains. I wouldn't be so bad, but if you did give me that far away look and say, what? Yeah, that's what hell is. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yes, Lord. Glory by Lord God.
It's eternal.
Glory.
You can't see that hell.
You
can see the earth, but you can't see hell. It's eternal. Just like you can't see the third heaven. It's eternal. Just like you can't see your soul. It's eternal.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We can see the body where the soul dwells in. We can see the earth where the hell's in.
Right.
And we can see Jesus where heaven is. But we can't. What am I doing this? God. Hey, you old. Why don't you shout a little bit?
Hallelujah.
Just a little bit anyway. Boy, oh boy. But Beth, I don't. What the? Oh, the mysteries of God. Do you ever wonder which law of man's mind? When the scripture tells you that everything that can be seen.
Everything.
Yeah. See, you've seen the first heaven. I told you that.
Amen.
You can go to the second heaven. But they can't get out to that heaven of heaven. That third heaven. That's what Paul said. I knew a man who was called up into the third heaven.
He was called paradise. Amen.
And he said, I saw things in that eternal heaven that are not temporal. They're not going to fade away. Hallelujah. John said, I saw the Lord, the Lamb's wife.
That's right. Coming down from God.
That's not a temporal. That's eternal.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I go to prepare a bride.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring it all down here.
Amen.
And we're going to... Boy, I'll tell you, this is so true. I wish I was young. Boy, if I could run. God help me. Come on, people. I'm not looking for you to do that. I'm looking for you to let your spirit come alive and run. And put the dead head. Hey, dry bones.
Yes, Lord.
See, the doctrine of the Trinity, I believe. Well, why won't you people accept the fact that when I tell you that I have dealt with both these things long before you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I've been scolding you with these people. That's why I mock them.
Right.
I mock when they come with this damn junk. You're against the Trinity? Absolutely not.
Right.
Well, what am I, a fool? I'm not that big a fool.
Amen.
There are three.
Yeah.
But not three gods.
Yeah.
Three manifestations of the one God.
Amen.
Manifestation means this is the way by which God makes himself known.
Amen.
You are three.
Right.
You are.
Right.
And this, God makes himself real to you in all three. Mind, soul, and body. He'll manifest, and whatever, however it manifests it, in your body,
right,
or your spirit, or your soul, it'll be God.
Amen.
It'll be God. One God, not two gods. Not a Jewish God, not a Gentile God. Not a black man's God, not a white man's God. The living God, the eternal God, the almighty God, the everlasting Father, the great I am. And I remember that many years ago when God said to me, because I could, oh my God, they keep hollering, let us, let us, let us, let us. See, you know that some of you folks still are not persuaded one way or the other because you really don't know. You really don't give it. You think it doesn't make any difference. Well, you better find out who the us is. Well, how could it be us but the angels? Because they're part of God,
right,
and he's part of them.
Right.
How about us?
Right.
Well, don't you want to find out who the us is?
Yes, sir.
Let us.
Let us go on.
Come on, let us.
Let us go up.
Was that two, three, or four of the gods, or is that the one God manifested in us?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Only one.
And we're trying to get that thing past this little topic, but I remember how the Trinitarians would time and time again try to tell you about the three parts.
Yeah.
Three parts in air, three parts in water.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's true.
It's true.
Right.
They're made up of three parts.
Right.
Hmm? I don't even see the air,
right,
except when it blows.
Right.
I can feel it when it goes by, but otherwise I don't. You know the air here right now?
Yeah.
This room is filled with air.
Yeah.
But you know, unless it blows a little bit, listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he breathed on him.
Amen.
Spirit of God's here right now. But unless he goes. And he breathed on him. And his spirit made contact with their spirit. Came on. Hallelujah! Stranger than that, and swallow a camel, huh? Something so simple, yet we make it so complicated. Let's try to explain to somebody about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. I can show you thousands of people that will say from their mouth.
Right.
That they believe that Jesus is the Christ. And according to the scriptures, they're saved. But they're not saved. See, you got to believe to the saving of yourself. Not just believe to save your own ideas. Or you got to believe to the saving of yourself. And that means you got to believe that Jesus died for you, a sinner.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, oh, yeah. See, the modern day preachers are preaching such a. That's what I was telling Brother Patterson about that fellow. Because he talked about a very serious thing going on. And then he had the people laughing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then they get to the end of it. I watched a fellow who wrote a book just recently. I forget his name. About the moons. President John Hagee. Thank you. Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Good, speak up.
John Hagee.
John Hagee.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you don't take on John Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
He consorts with presidents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I heard him the other day, boy, he was preaching. God, he captivated me.
Yeah.
when this is going to end.
Yeah.
And boy, he's preaching about the end.
Yeah,
amen. And all of a sudden, they talk about wars and famines and pestilence. So I'm going to tell you what's going to end. When Jesus comes and takes us out of here. You're a liar, John Hagee.
Amen.
And everybody that believes that lie, you're all going to be damned.
Amen.
He's not taking us out of the world.
No.
Well, the thing Jesus said to his father, I pray you, don't take them out of the world,
right,
but keep them from the evil in the world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
and I pray now for this world,
yeah,
for its good,
no,
but I pray for these,
yeah,
that you'll keep them from the evil that's in this world, because I'm going to save the world. God's going
to
save the world.
Amen.
He's going to have a new world,
yeah,
order. See what the devil do?
Right.
He knows it.
Yeah. Right.
He knows it. If he gonna have this world at all, he gotta do it quick.
Yeah.
So he gonna come up with a new world order.
Yeah.
And he's gonna order it.
Yeah.
And God's gonna have a new world under his order.
Yeah.
He gonna order it.
Yeah.
He gonna run it. He gonna reign. Hallelujah. He gonna tell you what he wants you to do, and you're going to do it. Why? Because he's going to enable you to do what he tells you to do. Wow! Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Do you have hope?
Amen.
Don't hope in yourself now.
Amen.
Don't hope in yourself.
Amen.
You're not doing all without any notes.
You
know I'm not doing it, don't you? That's not right. Well, Brother Scare, you always seem so angry. Yep. Yep, you think God's going to let you sit here and keep that stupid face on your face and not get angry at it? You think you're going to say, night, little boy, pat you on the head?
Oh, God.
Well, when you know that if you don't make a positive response, you're going to provoke me? And I'm not going to. I tried to tell the other day when my brother Stan and I had the second time, I wouldn't put my hands on him. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Remember how you said?
Right.
Remember?
Yes.
I wouldn't do it to you.
Yeah, amen.
Because the third time I did it,
mm-hmm,
I got provoked. And even though I still had no, God said,
don't do
it. You didn't speak.
Right.
So what did I do? Say, I just kept speaking.
Right. Yes, sir.
I just kept talking to him.
Right. Amen.
That's what I'm doing with y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm talking. Don't provoke me.
Speak to
me. Is Christ in you?
Yes.
He's the rock.
Yeah.
Hear, O Israel, the rock of your salvation. Oh, Jesus is the rock that was hewed out of the mountain. Oh, Peter was. No, Peter wasn't the rock.
No.
What a damn lie. No.
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 No. You lie on God when you call Peter a pope.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
One thing about Peter, he wasn't infallible. Even though he had the keys, had all knowledge, he still had to be reproved and rebuilt, and straightened up and knocked down and drug out and humiliated. So he was standing on the rock. He wasn't the rock. Come on, Brother Brown, you're smart enough to get that.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
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 But we see Jesus.
Glory God.
He's a rock. He's a sword. He's a shield. He's a wheel. He's the middle of the wheel. He's higher than the number. He's going down the road. He's everything. Hallelujah. Oh, he's a conqueror. He's a way maker. He's a life giver. He's the joy of heaven and the scourge of hell. Hallelujah. I really got to draw water out of this rock, don't I?
Amen.
I'd like you all to get where it just flows. Just flows. See, when you got a jar out, it ain't full. When you got a jar of water out, the well ain't full. When it gets full, it'll flow. Now, how do you like that one? That's all right, the jar of water, Hal.
Hallelujah.
But let's get full. And then it'll flow.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
There's a river of light. Open prison door. Say for years if you read it, Gal. And I every time I say it, I can see you don't quite see. In this generation, you've learned traditional type of worship and singing songs.
Right.
And so we sing the song just, you know, with no real depths of conviction. We praise the Lord and we worship. And we pray according to forms and traditions.
Amen.
You gotta get the rhetoric out of it. Be for real. Not just a nice song, be for real. Be real.
Oh, there's a river of light flowing. Hallelujah!
About that again. My God. I'm so anxious because I want to tell the world what's getting. Harvest time. Why the hell does that not spark inside of you? One of the most glorious truths. Harvest time. God is telling us it's harvest time. Harvest time. Oh, I forgot. That don't leave enough time for you to gather your little old tares, does it? Well, we've already got them. We're going to burn them all
up.
Your little hopes of having a marriage and having a new home and living in a kind of life. We're going to burn that tear right up. We're going to burn it right up. Yeah, we're burning up all your dreams, Mama. Just burning them right up. Just burning them right up. Casting them aside. See how we're burning up all your things. I told you, this ain't what you were planning when you retired.
No.
No, sir. You know what? You're not retiring.
No.
No, we're getting ready to move on now. No retirement here, brother. We're going to work on, fight on. Hallelujah. The retirement's coming at the end of the day. Glory be to God. When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, then I'll be retired. And the old soldiers never die.
No.
Amen.
That's right.
Some will never die.
Never die.
What do you mean? You said you're going to die. Yes, so I can live.
Right.
Except this seed fall on the ground.
Yeah, and
die. So this old seed scatterer, this old, look at him. God, why are you people resisting that, please? Anybody but you, blessed air. Well, anybody but you, God. No. No, he's God. I love my brother. Anybody but you, though. Come on, you. Stop playing the hypocrite. Repent of your wickedness. Now, see, God's people rejoice in that benediction. Truth, Lord. You call me a dog. Truth, Lord. If I don't want to be recognized as a dog, then I'm not sure you're saying about me. Truth, Lord. I like the story. I don't care how you look at it. And she came and worshiped him.
Yes. Yeah, amen.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
That
was
the whole thing. Amen.
The Father seeking such to worship him. And the best one to worship him are sinners. The ones who've been forgiven. They worship much. Their whole life becomes a life of worship and service to the one they love. Oh, glory to God. What a sacrifice. Yeah, just sacrifice your own life.
Amen.
Become a partaker of the sacrifice of heaven. This is only temporary. This is fading away. This generation you were born in, I told you many from the very beginning, you weren't saved, right? And some of you kick at that because we want to confess that we're saved. Well, that's a word of faith. For by grace are we saved. Now, I look at my life sometimes and I say, boy, is am I saved? But then I hear the word, by grace are you saved. Not by any works that you're doing or anything, but through his own blood. When the enemy comes at me, I throw that blood at him. Throw that blood right at him. And the blood cleanses from all sin. I don't care. It makes no difference. You want to side with Satan? Go ahead, you devil. You're a fool. When Jesus found sinners, he rejoiced. And when he could convince them they were sins, heaven rejoiced. Look at the words. There is more. Rejoicing. In heaven. Over just one. What do you think would happen if this whole house of sinners would repent? Why, they'd have a jubilee on it. Glory be to God. Remember now, in heaven there's no yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same up there. That's what Paul said. Did I get up here? I told you I was carried into that area. It's hard to explain it. Will you tell you what? I told you the best I can. I knew a man several years ago where he lay on a bed or sleeping or dreaming. I really can't tell. All I know is he was found himself conscious of another world. Boy, I'd never seen what I saw. And the more I looked, the less I could see. And then one day he appeared to me. Or 1 hour, whatever it was, I don't know. I just know you're going to mock me again. That mocking spirit got so to me. He said, God, am I telling the truth? Am I lying? Did that really happen, God? And I even told you why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember?
Yes, sir.
And I even told you the other day, I got to get back to that.
Yeah.
For God to heal his people before he comes. Somebody's got to believe for the divine healing.
Right. Amen.
Somebody.
Yes, sir.
I'd like it to be me.
Yeah, amen.
Or me.
That's right.
Or me.
That's right.
Or me.
Amen.
I don't need anybody around here lacking in this faith.
Yes, sir. Let us cooperate. Amen.
Amen. Elders. Elder brothers. Let them call for the elders. Doesn't that shock you? A woman called me the other day. She was, I don't know her. But she's very sick. And she threw that scripture at me. I heard you. I wasn't even preaching healing. I haven't been preaching much healing, you know.
No.
No.
I've been preaching forgiveness of sin, but I haven't preached too much on healing. Why? Because God said, I'm going to save my people. The one, I want my people that's living in this last day to know they're really saved. Because everything out there going to say, look what's happened to me and I'm saved. Look what's going on with me and I'm saved. And the devil's going to jump right on you. If you was, if you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God, well, you are sons of God. Hallelujah. See? But you're going to have to believe what God said. And you definitely must believe on him whom he's going to send the second time. He sent us first time to pay the penalty for your sin. He's coming the second time to make sure his people never sin again. To save them from the sinning business. Once and for all. Bring it to an end. He comes to make an end of sin. Hallelujah. And to finish the transgression. Glory be to God. And that's a hope that makes me alive. Otherwise I'm dead.
Glory.
I still see them. Let me see the splendors of heaven. Hallelujah. Tell us about it. I can't. Why won't you believe what Paul said?
Glory.
Why? What are you still? Why are you waiting for somebody to tell you about heaven? Huh? Get Christ inside of you and you'll get a foretaste. Look at him. By faith. With the God of Jesus, who is a full expression of heaven. A manifestation of God on earth. A revelation of Christ being manifested. Look at him. Don't look at me. Look at him. Well, if I did that, I'd have to say I find no fault in you. Well, if he's in me, you ain't going to find no fault with him, are you? Are you? Boy, you talk about your flesh, my God, your whole flesh is a mass, a quick fall. Your whole flesh. But God's got a quick answer for that too, doesn't
he?
The Word of God's sharp and quick. Word of God says, that's a sin. And then the Word of God says, forgiven.
That's right.
Quick. Speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick. Quick.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Thank you.
Do you people understand what I just did again? I told you how I fell away from that faith. I used to have that kind of faith. It was so profound that God had to correct it, because I would make statements that were based on people being sick, because I just thought it was a terrible tragic for anybody to be sick.
Right.
And that'd be real tough on them.
Right.
You understand my point?
Yeah, sure.
Don't we do that now? We watch somebody get sick and we think they're might be terrible sinners when they get bit by the little viper. Huh? When God sends a little sickness among us and it bites us. Young man over there got a little thing that he was still worried about, but see, if you ask him where he got it from, then he'll tell you. Then how'd that happen? Well, that might help him not to take another wife.
Oh, God.
Now he can touch that one. But if he takes another one, he might. So it sort of puts a little fear in front of him once in a while.
Yeah, Lord, bless you, Jesus. Oh, God.
And it might put a little fear in. And the whole house is sick, right? And then you want to touch it, then it's contagious. How would you like somebody to treat your sickness?
Amen.
Does that solve the problem? If I can say, you're sick because of this, that ain't solve the problem.
No.
If you just recognize whatever chastisement God does, it's God's chastisement.
Right.
And recognize it as chastisement.
Amen.
And let it teach you.
Right.
Let it show you.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
And that's why you probably have it, because you don't think that I have received the chastisement or the correction of God. And I even told you. What do you get? When God told me he's going to bring me out of the prison house. To bring you back up to deal with all you people that knew what had happened to me. How the hell could I come up here and tell you people anything? And then be so tough.
Right.
And be so strict. Just who do you think you are telling me?
That's it.
I've been looking at you the last couple weeks. Boy, I'll tell you. I wish I knew how to get you out of the mess you're in, boy. Your poor face. Tormented. If you can endure, don't stop coming and don't turn me off.
Amen.
Because there's any hope for you, sir, it's going to have to come to this man right here. Because you may be demanded of God to do something that's far above your ability to do. But if God's in it, we'll help you.
Amen.
Whosoever loves husband and wife, sons and daughters, houses of me, more than me, you're not worthy of me.
Amen.
So, since he's going to demand it, we have to put them aside, lay aside every weight.
Hallelujah.
How many folk would need some help with that?
Yeah.
Or your situation different, right?
No.
How about the Burgess family? Do you know at one time a good part of their family would fill up two roles?
Yeah.
Quincy, remember Quincy?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a nice fella?
Yeah.
He always liked me.
Yeah.
Quincy always liked me.
Yes.
Probably still does.
Right. Amen.
You talk to Quincy about me, he'll probably get a smile on his face.
Yes,
a little Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you no. You, when you're drawn away, you're drawn from your own blood. Not from mine.
Amen.
God said, "But brother, you said God made man a sin. But God don't tempt any man. He didn't have to. He just set the man up.
Yep.
And the man was tempted by his own lust. Now who?" Who can believe that lust finally entered into the garden?
Yeah.
Covetousness.
Yeah.
Lust.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, he set them up, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
By abundance.
Yeah.
Have all this yet, but they want something.
Right.
Yep. See?
Tree to be desired.
Yeah.
Amen.
And sin they did.
Yeah.
And you see, when you watch me deal with people, that's why I deal, like I deal with the little lady back there, like I deal with that young man over there. Huh? And I'm not pleased to see you, Jonathan, I can tell you that. So don't sit back there and think I'm pleased to see you. I haven't laid a burden on you that you're not able to bear. But you don't want to bear the burden. You want to, never mind, you're not even worth talking to. I've known him 15 years, Pope. He used to come pretty often, and he'd sit right here. Right here. And don't tell me I'm wrong. He wasn't married. I even made mention then of a spirit that was on him. Yes, I did. I said he had an effeminate spirit on him. And then I clarified it, and I said, that's not means he's a homosexual.
Amen.
The church today has an effeminate spirit on it.
Amen.
It borders on homosexual, though, because it gets gratification from itself. Lovers of their own self. How many times did some of you folks comforting yourself and say, that's just the way I am.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's not the way you're supposed to be, though. Right. See? Right. See? Right. Well, that's just the way it is. Right. No, it ain't the way it is.
No.
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 Amen.
Well, that's just me. No.
No, amen.
We don't want to be just you.
No.
Hello?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
See, you folks don't know. I dealt with the man when it went married somebody, I told him not to. See, I've been saying, don't get married just now.
What's
up? Reggie's out here.
Amen.
Reggie used to come and sit right around here.
That's it.
Right around here.
Right.
How do you like that, brother? I'm pretty sharp, ain't I?
Yeah,
you used to come
right.
And sit right about in here.
Right.
Yep.
My brother, Raymond Acevedo. I don't hear him anymore. You know why? Because God set him free from the second woman that he took, and I told him not to marry her, but he married her.
Right.
Then God set him free, then he goes out and gets another one.
Oh,
and he's probably, I haven't heard from him now for weeks, months. Because what's finally happened, I don't know, but I know, look at these damn people. Who I hate that. I hate that look in your eyes and saying, I wonder what he's talking about. I'm talking about your iniquity, your sin. I'm talking about you and your despicability. You.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm talking about angels that fell.
Yeah.
Who kept not their first estate.
Amen.
Who despised their birthright.
Right.
What a birthright that God gave you to hear the prophet for this last time. And you despise it? You fools.
Help us, Lord.
You see, that kind of word don't even put hardly any fear in people's hearts anymore. None at all. Provoke him not. Well, okay, we'll go along with that, but are you that one? There we are. Here we are.
Amen.
I even answered that for you, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
John said, go ask him. Is he the one? And Jesus never did say he was the one.
No.
Never did.
No.
He never did.
No.
See, you go back and you tell John.
That's right.
That the blind see. And the deaf hear.
Yes.
And the poor.
Yeah.
Have the gospel preached to them.
Amen.
And blessed is he who will not be offended in this one. Because I'm the one that's opening the blind of the eyes, calling the deaf ears to hear.
Amen.
And around the world, the poor have the gospel. And how many times have I consoled you with that? Because you were specifically told to take your $200,000 and give it to the poor.
Hallelujah.
And he gave it to me, and I took his $250,000 and I preached the gospel.
Hallelujah.
To the poor.
Hallelujah.
The poor is having the gospel.
Hallelujah.
And blessed are those.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Yeah.
There'll be mama. Almost $400,000 is going to be spent this month. Not one dime of yours.
Jesus. Amen.
That I will. On Monday morning, I'll send $200,000+ on one station.
Hallelujah.
Before the days go by, we'll send another $100,000 on four other stations.
Hallelujah.
So the poor will have the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hey! Yes. Laying up treasures in heaven, brother.
Amen.
Glory.
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 And if I can find out and get you folk to be identified to poor in spirit,
right,
we'll preach it to you too.
Hallelujah.
But that haughty spirit, that know-it-all spirit, that
right,
God-it-all spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
But it is there, you know, because your life, which is in Christ, is hid. It needs to be manifested now. Your life is hid with Christ in God. So let the Christ be manifested. And the whole creation is going together to now, waiting for that manifestation of that life that is in you and in me. Oh, hallelujah! Glory be to God! pastor preached years ago that was a sin to say I'm sick?
Yeah. Yeah,
but not. Boy, I'd lay that thing on everybody.
Didn't stand, did it?
Huh? People used to ask me the question, how do you keep from getting sick?
Right. Hallelujah.
Because I was pretty strong, although yeah, I did get sick.
Right.
Even when I was young.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't remember the time with the flu?
Oh yeah.
I've had several bouts with the flu.
Yeah.
Now y'all know about the flu, right?
Yeah.
It don't fly away, does it?
No.
But if we get become sticky paper, the old fly lands on us.
Yeah, amen.
It'll die.
Yeah.
You don't believe me, huh? I remember that night. I was in a Free Methodist church. This is long before I was even in the fullness of the full gospel ministry. But I've been saved that way. You understand? You understand? I got saved under the ministry of Jack Cole and Pentecostal people.
Right.
And then I denied it. I denied the Holy Ghost.
Boy. Wow.
Everybody I worked with at that time, it's young. Any church, they could sense that there was something
right.
different about this guy. So they all wanted me to join.
Right.
And I ended up joining the Free Methodist Church after I'd been filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. Well, the Free Methodist Church,
yeah.
they didn't preach speaking in tongues. I'm sorry, my good friend, but the Holiness group teaches that tongue talkers are of the devil.
Yeah.
That's what they used to teach.
Yeah.
They were called the tongues people.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of difficult to understand how a man who had such a divine revelation of divine healing as A.B. Simpson did was still, because I don't believe he did. I don't think, if I remember one time even reading some of his biography, that in some of his secret chambers he would tell how he would speak in tongues.
Right.
When he was alone with God.
Right. Right. Amen.
See,
amen.
But he just didn't preach as a doctrine because it was not time for that.
Amen.
He would be prepared.
Yes.
But see, he went everywhere preaching.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Right.
They shall cast out devils.
Right.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
Right.
And they shall recover.
Right.
Yes.
In the preaching of the gospel.
Right.
And A.B. Simpson was one of those men. He's known all over the world, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The Christian Missionary Alliance. Yes. Missionary? Missionary?
Yes.
You peanut prince. No, we never heard of him. Well, but in his time, he was heard.
No, right.
He had influence.
Amen.
God-given influence. Were you surprised when I told you I heard about him?
Yeah.
I even know more about him than you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look. I got one of these books here somewhere. This spirit even comes out of his book.
Right.
The man had tremendous faith for healing. And he spread it throughout the whole world. Going everywhere preaching the gospel. And God worked with him. Missionary? Missionary? That's the name of the church. Christian Missionary Church.
Amen.
Now, after his departure, all got in
right.
and started to do with that church like everything else started. Each one vying for who's in charge, who's going to be the boss.
Right.
None of them had basically the vision he had.
No.
They just built on his vision.
Right.
And when they lost the vision that he had, they lost their worldwide input.
Right.
So, come out of her, my people. And don't be any more part of that sinfulness that has crept in to that church like all the other churches.
Right.
Separate yourself from
them. Amen.
You can still be a Christian missionary.
Yes, sir.
Alliance.
Right. God.
Let's just align up here, brother.
Right.
And let's just get the gospel to the whole world.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Being bored, huh? This boy you have to dead. I remember up there, I do remember it, I went to this little church to preach in Kirk. At that time, they were, even in the Methodist church, they were using me because I would pray for the sick.
Right.
I didn't feel the Holy Ghost, but they saw that evangelistic fervor in me.
Right.
And so I would get called to some of the finest churches.
Amen.
Well, I thought, boy, isn't that something?
Mm-mm-mm.
I went to a church where the woman was a pastor. How do you like that? Can you picture me doing that now?
No, not now.
Back in those days, those things didn't mean much to you. And I went to this church. And we had a pretty good crowd. And the flu came. Now, I don't know if you people remember the Asian flu, the Hong Kong flu.
Sure.
My God, those flu epidemics damaged this nation.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Took out over 100 million in 1980.
And that Hong Kong flu, that was the first one I had with my boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my boy had that fever.
Yeah, same thing. Amen.
Will you tell us again? I done told you 100 times already.
Hallelujah, yes,
though. Daddy?
Yeah,
yes, son? Did you know why I was out there playing when you came out that day? Yeah, I know. I said, no, you don't. Did I never tell you? Because I'm a little boy and I didn't think you would believe me. Because I was so anxious to find something to believe. And I was now willing. Because I've been telling about the miracle, but I had to hold my hand. We're going to a little five and dime store and buy some crackers. And I just told a story about how God had healed him.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
But he said, you're not telling it fully, Daddy.
Yes.
You really don't know what happened.
Yes, yes.
And I stopped and I said, well, tell me. I'll tell you what now. You tell me, I'll believe you. Because I'm anxious to believe.
Yeah.
I don't want you to tell me, so I just believe.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something to believe here.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. That's not my point. I'm not doing word for word, but I'm getting pretty close. I just stopped and I said, all right, son, you tell me what I missed. Well, he said, well, you didn't come back to pray for me. Now, you people are going to sit right there and look at me again like you've never heard me go into detail about praying for him. Look at him. I must have prayed for him 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's my boy.
Amen.
We didn't go to doctors.
What?
He was feverish.
Mm-hmm.
He had hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the only thing I knew to do. I'd pray.
Right.
Sometimes Brother Sweat would be popping out of his head and he'd be getting around and scratching at things. And I'm looking at my boy. And I'd pray. And God would let him calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go back to my bed. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden back again.
Right.
At least 20 times. At least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, after about 20 times, I was laying in the bed. And he was laying calm. And all of a sudden, he'd come back up again. And boy, his eyes were glassed all over. His head was going. Anybody see anybody delirious?
Amen.
They call it delirious.
Right. Amen.
Is anybody at all? Am I exaggerating? Fearful. Fearful. You don't know what to do with it.
Amen.
And I looked at my boy. He was going, making all kinds of motions and grabbing and screaming.
Yeah.
So I got to go out of the bed again. And I heard God.
Right.
I said, I heard God speaking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm so damn tired of this congregation.
Yeah.
Every time I say that I got it. Convince you people that God talks to me.
Amen.
That God talks to me.
Amen.
You hard heads. Well, he talks to me too. Yeah, he talks to you too.
Right.
Hallelujah.
I understand that. And if you let him, he talk to you and say, believe that fellow.
Amen.
That's the one you believe.
Amen.
That's the one you hear talk.
Amen.
Who do you think you are? I'm going to tell you this again. If I think I'm something when I'm not, if I just think I'm the prophet, that's foolish.
Amen.
Amen.
than I deceive my own self.
Amen.
And if that's what you think I'm doing, then you ought to be flying out that door.
Oh, God.
How can anybody be more honest than that?
Right. Yeah.
But I do think,
right,
as a man thinketh in his heart,
mm-hmm,
in my heart I believe,
right,
that I am the prophet.
Right.
Do I hinge on that?
Right.
Do I backtrack on it? No matter what you think you got on me, do I lay that down? I am what I am.
Hallelujah.
And what I am is I'm the sign.
Hallelujah.
I am the prophet.
Hallelujah.
And you don't have too many more days for that thing to be settled.
Hallelujah.
You're either going to believe it or you're not.
Hallelujah.
You don't like that warning, huh? Well, brother, sure, well, you'll soon be done. I hope so.
Okay.
Bless me.
Amen.
Fools, slow to believe.
Amen.
I heard God say to me, no, all he said to me, he did not say I'm going to heal him. He did not do it. He did not say that. He just said, I heard you the first time you prayed.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
You did?
Yeah.
Sure didn't look like it.
Yeah.
I did. I rolled back into bed.
Yeah.
I said, all right, God, if he lives or dies, it's up to you.
Right.
Either way, whatever you do.
Amen.
I fell asleep.
Right.
Dawn came and I woke up and I quickly looked over my boy. He wasn't in the bed. After hours and hours of delirium, fever, I thought, what happened to this kid? Did he get crazy and run out? What happened? So I jumped up real quick and I ran around and went flying out the door. Now he was sitting out in front of the house in a little sand pile plane. You know, like a little boy.
Yeah.
Hi, Daddy. I really didn't say much to him because he's all right. So that's where he finally stopped me, because he heard me tell a story just to that. He'd hear me tell it over and over again just to that. So this one night, walking out of this great Assembly of God church in Albany, Georgia, after praying for the sick and all, and telling, I would tell that story to inspire people's faith. Can you understand that? That's what I'm doing with you right now. I'm telling you the story again. He said, Daddy, you don't really know what happened, do you? Come on, boy. What do you mean I don't know? You don't really know what happened. He said, I was afraid to tell you. Because I was a little boy, and I didn't think he would believe me.
Amen.
Well, I was anxious to believe.
Amen.
So I said, boy, you tell me, and I will believe it. And then he told me.
Amen.
He said, when you didn't come back to pray for me.
Amen.
Isn't this so?
Oh, yes.
I know that I've told this story in this place several times. And to watch you people stand right there and say, will you please tell us again, because we didn't quite get it. That's what I'm seeing in your faces. Until you take the joy out of telling it. Because if I tell you again and you don't remember it, you keep remembering these things. Remember you not, I told you these things. Look at that. Now you won't even acknowledge that. Did I have told you?
Yes, sir.
I've told you these things over and over and over and over and over again.
Amen.
On the radio, I told it.
Right.
This is on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little boy says to me, when you didn't come back, he said, that thing hit me, and I looked over to look for you. Because he was not feeling well. He wasn't that dumb now. He's about 5 or 6 years old. He can talk.
Hallelujah.
See the little boy talk?
Right.
Don't they surprise you sometimes what they say?
Amen.
No? Where are you at, brothers and sisters around here? Where the hell are you? You stubborn hardhead. Don't those little kids surprise you the way they talk? Where'd they learn some of them things?
Right.
How about this guy? Where'd they learn to talk like they do?
Right.
Amen.
How about them boys right there?
Yeah.
Boy, that one there, he's a talker. What are you grinning about? You one too, huh? But he out-talked you, huh? You too much have a real knockdown dry drop. How about that little boy over yours? He don't talk? Like, what's the grin on your face for, boy? He even knows what I'm talking about. See that? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
He knows what I'm telling you. He's talking about me.
Yeah.
That little boy said to me, he said, Daddy, when you didn't come back anymore, he said, I got a little worried. He said, all at once I looked up. He said, there was Jesus standing. I didn't even ask him to describe Jesus to me because all I know is that he recognized Jesus. He said he had his hand stretched out to me like that. He said, from every one of these hands came a warm ray of light. He said, when it hit my body, I was healed. So he is able. I can tell you stories like that. Back in those days, a little girl with this poor, she pulled a hanger right through her jaw. Little baby. We left a little hanger near her. Little baby picked it up, stuck it in her mouth, put her feet in the bottom of the thing and pushed. And popped it right through her jaw.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm a divine healing fellow now.
Yeah.
I don't go to the doctors. I don't. Not in any shape or form. I was a stemwinder boy.
Yeah.
I did it with my own self many times.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
We're going to have that faith.
Yes, sir. Restore it, Lord. Restore it, Lord.
Because you see, when we started to depart from the faith, we started to depart from divine healing faith, prosperity faith, and sooner or later, saving faith. For many shall depart from the faith. Giving each of the doctor said so. Or the teacher, preacher said that. Or the church said yes. Yeah, the church says, call on Mary. The doctor says, you need this operation. Please, brother, pray for God to guide the doctor's hand while he's cutting out my guts.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
No.
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 Amen.
I remember when I was coming up, one of the two things that we would do is get circumcised and tonsils taken out. Because at that particular time, they learned how to merchandise. They don't like when you circumcise at home, you know.
Amen.
You go to the hospital.
Amen.
And the tonsils, how they ever determined that we don't need tonsils.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Because God put them there for a reason.
Amen.
They put them, they're germ gatherers.
Yeah.
Amen. They're a cesspool.
Yeah.
They help keep the body clean.
Yeah.
These dumb doctors take them out.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, man. Was I glad when they took mine out? They took mine out in St. Luke's Hospital.
Yeah.
St. Luke's Hospital.
All right.
In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And boy, that was like going to heaven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
They brought me ice cream.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Treated me nice.
Yeah,
and
gave
me, woo! I didn't want to go home.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Amen.
I still remember that.
Yeah.
I was about 4 or 5 years old, man.
Amen.
I didn't want to go home, man.
No.
They took them things. I didn't know they took them out. They didn't knock me out, took them out. They circumcised me and whatever.
Yep.
Hmm?
Amen.
Whee! Hard to hear about a girl just had her tonsils taken, how she died.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, you damn lying doctors.
Amen.
You don't save any life nowhere.
No.
Your medicine doesn't do it.
Amen.
Your medicine's not keeping you alive, mama.
Amen.
You better find your God who's keeping you alive.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Your church ain't going to save you.
Yeah.
You better find the Christ who saves
you. Amen.
Your theology is not going to save you.
No.
It's your faith in God that's going to save you. Your good works are not going to get rid of your sins. It's faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't like that, then go to hell, Satan. And you come against that bona fide truth from heaven.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You don't like that either, do you, devil? Because that's where you are going.
Yes.
Am I tormenting you, Mr. Satan?
Yeah. Amen.
I've been there, brothers. I watched this. Sometimes when I think about some of the things God did, I say, my God, how did I get so far away from
that? Yes, yes, Lord.
See, I had no money most of the time.
Right. Yeah,
even if I wanted to go to the doctor, I couldn't because they didn't have the kind of help.
Yeah.
See, I was around when they first started to magnify Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember that. Back in the old Assembly of God churches, bless God, they believed God for healing.
God.
Then along comes Blue Shield.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember saying, can you imagine that? What a word. Blue Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Shield.
Hallelujah.
Blue Shield. Shield.
Yeah, amen.
So they replaced the shield of faith
with
Blue Shield.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I got Blue Shield.
Right.
So I got the shield of faith.
Amen.
You don't get it, huh? Yeah. Boy, your heart hits.
Hallelujah.
What do you think about talking about heaven yet? Head covered with the helmet. The helmet of salvation. That mind of Christ that says you're saved by grace through faith. You need that message protected up here. Don't let the devil throw any other junk in there. Don't let him do it. Put that helmet on. Salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't do that. Fight the fight of faith. Lay hold. Lord, carry me up there. Let me see a little bit of splendors of heaven. And I, even now, even though I can sort of glimpse of it, I still can't describe it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I try to tell you, it's light.
Right.
Teresa said everyone day, she said, what's it like? I said, it's light.
Yeah.
And then I said, but that ain't light.
No, amen.
Please, heaven is all light. Everything. It's light. It's just eternal light. And just no darkness.
No darkness.
No shadow. Perpetual. Forever. And that's not light. And that sun, not light. Paul said the shine to rise about me. Paul said they shined around about me a
brighter.
What?
Brighter.
Brighter than brighter?
Brighter.
Who can comprehend that? You can't even look at the sun.
Yeah.
Well, it's brighter than
that.
And when he tried to look at that light, he couldn't look at it, could he? And then later on he said, I saw the light. God dispelled the darkness.
Amen.
Hey, Paul. Hey, God sent me to have your eyes open.
Amen.
So you really see the light.
Yeah,
and Paul said, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it. So we see Jesus. Wow. Brighter than all theology. Brighter than all ideology. My Lord. Far above principality and powers. Ah. What a mighty God we serve. Do you serve him? Or do you want him to serve you? Harvest time. See, what you're seeing out here when you go looking, I try to explain it to you why I do it. See, there's a famine in the land. God said it. I didn't induce it, but I'm involved in it.
Right.
I didn't ask for it.
Amen.
And when you got a hunger for truth and the Word of God, I'd like to have some understanding about this hour.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm hungry for revelation truth.
Praise God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I have God get so angry this morning because I kept saying, why, God? Why? Why? I heard you the first time you prayed.
Amen. Glory.
I'll tell you the why.
Amen.
When you need to be told.
Right.
Stop trying to accelerate.
Right.
What you have to reveal has to be revealed by you from me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They can't miss it.
No,
amen. You damn people,
right.
You will sit right there and defy me again with your eyes because you just don't want to humble yourself down and say, I just can't see how that could be the man. Well, I am the man.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, you want to sit there like you nod heads and question me? Go ahead, fools. And if you realize that I am the man, then you realize this very sobering thing that God
Hallelujah.
Laid upon me.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
So that's what I do. I'll say, is there a word anywhere, Lord? And boy, I'll tell you, the internet's full of words from the Lord.
Sure.
Little sisters out there prophesying,
yeah.
Little prophesying sisters, saying, oh, God's going to do a mighty work.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, we're going to see a mighty revival in America. Hallelujah, glory. You hear a guy like that fellow there impressed me right away
mm-hmm.
that I put him on the air and then like, God, no. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to put any difference between Jew and Gentile.
Amen.
They are the church.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
They are the bride to be.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Absolutely.
And he's not going to catch a bride out that's not ready.
Amen.
He's going to bring her into the dressing room. Take full measurements, put a wedding garment, and put it on her, and then when the saints go marching in, the bride's going to be right there. And that bride being tied up with the bridegroom is going to be all Israel. That's going to be all Israel because he is going to be a real. He's going to be a real God, a real Savior, a real healer. Hallelujah. And I don't care whether you like my understanding of Israel or not, but I'm giving you one. He is real. And all who believe that he is real is going to be saved. But they that come to God must believe that he is real. Woo! Boy, I'll tell you, that ain't of myself.
No,
myself don't want to believe he is real.
Amen.
So will you let old self die?
Amen.
And we're going to lift Jesus higher.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the great God of peace,
Hallelujah.
Sanctify you wholly. So that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. You're not going to blame me for your failures and your shortcomings. You get reserved in Christ.
Yeah,
you ain't going to blame nobody else.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to blame you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let people blame me. And you're not going to blame me.
You don't
blame anybody for where you are. And don't even blame Jesus. You get where he's at and you won't be where you are. You don't understand that, brother. You're void of understanding. Behold, I show you a mystery. Tell you, Mr. Christ in his church.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, God.
A mystery.
Wonderful.
Two, he made one.
Mm-hmm.
One heart, one mind, one soul.
Hallelujah.
That's what I got to do with my situation. Boy, this doesn't look like it's going to be like that today. Look at you. Does this look like the whole house scattered?
No.
That's not the whole house. The house is going to be gathered.
Amen.
And what do I work at? Constantly. Trying to gather. Trying to gather. Trying to gather. Trying to gather. Come on. Let's get together. Come on. Come on. Come on. Give it up. See, come on. Just together again. We are workers together. 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 We don't separate. We don't divide. We don't look for something to bring division. We endeavor to keep the unity of the faith because the only way we're going to become one is in faith. Fight the fight of faith. Boy, what a thing that God commanded us that we just cannot do it without faith.
Lord.
This is my commandment, that you love one another. As God, for Christ's sake,
that's right,
loved you. But he must not have known who you were. He wouldn't have loved you.
Hallelujah.
While we're yet sinners.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He commanded his love.
We don't need to be looking for faults among our brothers. We just settle the questions to our brothers, because there's plenty out there in the world who are false brothers. We don't get strength from them. We don't give them no place to cause division among us. I wonder why you people are not hungry for that kind of truth. I wonder why you keep resisting it. I'm going to close with a little story of the flu in the Free Methodist Church. I arrived on the day the revival was supposed to start. Pastor said to me, "Brother Stair, most of my folk won't be able to make it."
Yes, Lord.
Why? They're all down with the flu. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about just a little old flu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about being down with the Asian flu.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anybody here know anybody that had the Asian, not just a little flu. I'm talking about the Asian flu.
Right. Amen.
See, we all had that flu a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But we haven't all had the Asian flu. The Hong Kong, they were devastating.
Yeah, right.
They're talking about one now that's sweeping out here, that they're trying to ward it off because they have no way to destroy the virus.
No.
And they don't know how to find it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they say. But won't be long, they'll say, "Hey, we got it now."
Yep.
And then they won't even ask you to prove it. They're going to let you be the proof.
Yeah.
And you're going to buy it.
Yeah, amen. Sure.
I saw the other day where Walgreens promised everybody who needs flu shots to come on in there, and Obamacare will take care of
it. Yeah. Amen. Right on time.
Pretty good now.
Yeah.
You know, every shot will cost you $40-$50.
Yeah, amen.
But Obama's going to take care of you. Don't need God to take care of you anymore.
Yeah, amen, brother.
We ain't got the song anymore, do we? God will...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, amen.
Cast all our care upon him, for he careth.
And you obey them that have the rule of you, because he's God caring for you.
Yeah.
For he must. For he must.
Yeah.
For he must.
Give an account.
Give an account. He must care for you. He, Paul said, "I had the care of all the churches."
Glory to God.
Boy, that's something. That's why these preachers out here can preach some of the damn church, because they don't care for all the church.
No.
They'll preach prosperity over here. How do you preach prosperity to a man?
That's right.
In Sudan or
amen.
Indonesia.
Right.
Amen.
Refugees, no place, no
amen.
House. What kind of prosperity you want to preach to them?
Yeah,
huh?
Amen.
You got to get their eyes on the prize.
Hallelujah.
Forget about the things down here.
Amen.
These damn crooks.
Yes, sir.
Old Pope got up the other day and said to all of Italy, "Take care of the poor, give them some housing."
Yeah, amen.
Hail Pope!
That's right.
Trust silver and gold, have you none?
Amen. You can't talk like that. Amen, brother.
He can pay all the bills.
Yes, sir. You can't say silver and gold have I none.
Do we pay all your bills here?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't owe anything except to love God and love each other, and you're free to do it. My God. That's all you got to do is love. Well, it's a tough thing to do when you love your own self, isn't it?
Because
that's what you think love means, love is of your own self. But thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And far, but then your brother, even before you, prefer your brother. Love your brother before you prefer loving yourself.
That's right.
How do you like the way I do it? Hello?
Hello?
She said, "Brother Stair," she says, "my folk," she was a woman pastor. She said, My folks are so sick that they can't, they've been calling me all day, they can't come. So I said, well, give me the addresses.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't sick. I was well. And I want to preach. So they gave me the addresses, about 50 to 20 of her people. And I went around and see them with a bottle of oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
And I started to pray for them. Asked God to heal them. And I went back to the house.
Amen.
Then I got the flu.
Yeah,
and then I feel right.
Sure.
Service time come, and I was in bed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a knock on the bus there, time for service, because I wasn't moving. I was,
right. That's what I'm going to do to you.
She said, you coming? She said, the house is full.
Yeah.
And all that boat, you went great for me. God heal them all. So I decided I better go.
Yeah.
Took me about 30 minutes to get dressed.
Sure.
I got up, put one leg in it. And I finally made my way into the church. And sure, it was packed. It was packed. And there I was. Oh, I was sick. I started to preach a little about healing and stuff like that. And wasn't feeling too good. All of a sudden, my head started going like that. And I felt something going like that. And I turned around to the back door right out there, and I'd be flying out the door. Got right. Back in the pulpit. And I thought you were looking at me. Three times I did that. Three times. I wonder where it came from. Because I thought he emptied it out the first time. And the service got over and I gave an altar call. And folks would like to get right with God or close to God, come and pray. He came. You see, you people don't know about God moving like that.
Amen.
You see, God draw people like
right.
that.
Amen.
Sometimes you wonder, what did you do? Nothing. God just did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she'd run to the altar. She'd just run, crying, bawling, crying.
Amen.
You have to tell them how to pray. Hard.
No.
Hallelujah.
Some of you folks never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so sick. And I said, come on, saints, come and help pray with these people.
Right. Amen.
And as they turned me down, I stepped out the back door and I went back over and I got myself in bed.
Yeah,
and I pulled that cover up. And I'm like, well, you know how you doing?
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, that mercy.
And I've been 10, 15 minutes and all of a sudden I heard a. I thought, well, I'm over in the house in bed. What's somebody coming over here for?
Amen. Yeah.
Come in. The door opened real slow. And a man walked in. He brushed air. Brushed air. I looked up and yeah, what do you want? He said, man, I'm sick. Then I want you to pray for me. I said, man, look how sick I am. You want me to pray for you? Yeah, he said, I'll tell you what, you put your hand on my head.
Amen.
And I'll put my hand on
yes,
your head.
Lord.
Your
Amen.
Head. And we yes, prayed one for another.
Amen.
And we might be healed.
Amen.
I don't believe that. Well,
I believe it.
Show me where
right.
you
yes.
brought me from.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I could have been.
Amen.
I can still be there.
Right.
Yeah. We can still be restored there.
Yeah.
Because when this time comes, we're going to confound the world.
Amen.
We don't need their medicine.
No.
We don't need their operation.
Amen.
We don't even need their advice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray one for another.
Yes.
We're going to confound them.
Yes.
They're going to come looking, and it won't be here.
That's right.
A hiding place.
Yes.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Yes.
A rock in a weary land.
Amen.
A fountain of living water.
Yes.
The sun that shines and never sets.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If I was you, and I'm trying to read.
Right.
Let's go on, brothers.
Yes.
There's not too many people on this earth.
No.
Not even the ones that say they're looking for Jesus to come, because their lifestyle does not prove that they're looking for Jesus to come.
Amen.
They're preparing for Jesus to come, and they want things to keep like this the way they are.
Yeah, right. Amen.
But they're not going to be the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to be.
No.
And we're closer and closer to it now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, you don't preach like you used to. Well, I sure do. Same fervor, same anointing, just a timely message for the times. That's all. That's all. Just applying the truth for this time, for such a time as this. You didn't live like this before, but for this time.
That's right.
And until you settle it that this is the way God wants you, you're doing it because you believe that Jesus is coming.
That's right.
And that we're going to endure tribulation.
Yes.
So we present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes.
So we can prove to this world out here.
Hallelujah.
That we really believe what we believe.
Right.
Jesus is coming soon. Many. And the trumpet will sound. All the dead
shall rise, rush me in the sky, where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Where y'all going?
Heavenward.
Amen.
The Lord.
You'll only appreciate that if you remember where you've been.
Amen.
If you remember where you've been and be reminded where you're going, ain't no comparison at all.
That's right.
I am going
to a city
where
the roses never fade,
where the tree of life is blooming.
Yes, the roses.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For a season, then their beauty quickly fades.
Oh, but
we are going to that city.
Hold a minute. Brother Rick, come here, Rick. Now, I'm going to show you people what I keep talking about. I'm going to show you what I keep talking about. Look at this man's face. Now, anybody knows this brother knows he... from all understanding, a brother's
right.
Striving to say that.
Sure.
But he got himself snared.
Yeah.
And that's why his face is always like, got a good job?
Yeah.
How did you make out your house? You got it?
Yes.
Is it yours now?
Not entirely.
See, I tried to hit with that.
Yeah.
But he has hindrance.
Amen.
Yeah. We're going to move into a nice house. But
yeah.
And his wife don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Then his daughter went out and got pregnant. She still with it?
Yes.
How's the baby?
Okay.
Isn't that nice? Must have been right to have it. And that's on that man's face, sorrow, heartache, pain.
Good.
He'd been threatened.
Mm-hmm.
You do this and do that. But I'm trying to show you. See his face? See how tormented it is? Huh? See, he don't just do that here. That's the way it is now because he's in a time of sorrow. Great sorrow. And don't know what to do about it. You just keep coming.
Amen.
Come more often if you have to.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And tell your wife, hey, does she listen at all?
Very good.
Huh? Then you tell her. Don't tell her. Stop looking back.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm praying for you, son.
Amen.
Now, anybody have any idea why I call him out today?
Yeah.
three or four times this week.
Mm-hmm.
God volunteered my mind.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, sir. And he said, look at his face.
Glory.
But misery demands it.
Amen.
Father, bless you, Jesus.
And what a foolish woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if the woman would not have taken the attitude she'd taken, they'd have had this house clear.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent him out there to that house?
You did.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Who deliberately picked him out and said, here's where you go and live? See? Then the wife jeopardized that. Because the man even gave him the house almost for nothing. Somewhere in the line it went cross up, and they gave the man an opportunity. Give it up, saints.
Amen.
Trying to hold on to things that,
right.
that God gave you.
Right.
When all you gotta do is just hold it.
Right.
Just hold. And the Lord gives and he ain't gonna take it away.
Hallelujah.
He ain't gonna let nobody take it away.
Glory.
This joy that I have. This hope that I have. This present time that I have. And the world can't. What a time God birthed us in. What a time. Last time. Last time. Did the Bible talk about Jesus being the first and the last? Last time. Last time. Little children, you know it's the last time. How do you know? Because Antichrist will come. He'll manifest himself. He'll magnify himself above all that's called God.
Amen.
That's how you know it's the last time.
Amen.
Because he ain't going to fool you, because you know who is the last
Amen.
Time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know? Do you know him?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
He going to come down.
Oh.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yes, Lord. Yes, glory.
Does anybody know what I mean when I say don't hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Now, there ain't nobody in this place can sing it better than Sandy.
That's right.
But she lacks one thing.
Yeah.
Volume.
Yeah, amen.
So when she starts singing,
yeah.
Help her out.
Yeah.
And don't do it with a little quiet boy.
Mm-hmm.
She can do that real well.
Amen.
We need some volume in that.
Amen.
He's gonna come down. God loves you, don't you?
Yes, right.
Glory,
God. Come soon, Lord.
Glory, Jesus.
And Jesus coming back.
Amen. Come soon, Lord.
Maybe you don't get the spirit of this world, but every part of it is telling us he's not coming.
Right.
Eating, drinking, buying, selling, going about their little old selfish ways. Oh, don't let that bother you. Oh, excuse me. That's all. I try to figure out what it was so you don't hear what I'm saying. Isn't that something? You do that all the time. All of a sudden, words, never sure can distract us, can't. And if I say that to you, you're going to get mad. Suppose I said a real important word while you was gawking. Why can't you get it?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Are you trying?
Oh.
Amen. See, I take scripture.
Right.
Somebody threw a rock and whatever, you know.
Yeah, right.
He's coming again, he said.
Yeah. I will come again.
Yeah. Well, why'd you let some crazy sound out there stop you from rejoicing in it?
Yeah, right.
We're so easily moved away from the concentration and the determination.
Amen.
Easily removed. So easy. I don't have to. Right. You don't have to do anything. Not even to be lost.
Yeah, right.
You're not going
to
do anything to be lost.
Right.
And you're not going to do anything to be saved. But I recommend that you don't do what you will do, or you will be lost. And do what God says to do, then you will be saved. But you don't have to now. I don't think anybody wants to go to hell, do they?
No.
Used to say years ago, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I didn't intend for it to be like this.
Yeah, amen.
Come on, people, wake up.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wake up, church.
Hallelujah.
Don't be moved with every little noise the devil makes or every little sidetrack, distract it. Yeah, we were singing a song here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna come down.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody know who he is?
Jesus. Jesus himself, that he said from heaven.
Well, wait a little longer, Lord, till I get things I'd like to have straight. He ain't going to do that.
No.
He's not going to wait.
No.
When the point of time comes, he's coming. That's another thing I fought for years. When they teach you Christ, you come at any time. Oh, that would keep people awake. Is that right? Well, now, if you believe that Christ is going to come at any time, would you, and it could be right now, how would you respond? If you really believe that.
Yeah, right.
He's not coming at any time.
No.
And how blessed it is that he's letting us know that he's not coming just at any time. Now, he's going to come when you ain't thinking about it. So now he's telling you, thinking on these things.
That's right. Right. The face of truth.
See?
Honest, just, pure love.
He comes as a thief in the night, but not to us.
No.
We're not in the night. We're not children of the night.
Right.
And so the old thief thing will sneak up on us.
Right.
We're going to lay a trap for him.
Amen.
We're going to have an alarm out here.
Amen.
We're going to have a spotlight that comes on.
Right.
We're going to have some kind of warning. The thief, here comes the thief. And we're going to be waiting on him with a Holy Ghost shotgun. We're going to arm ourselves.
Likewise.
For war.
Amen.
We bring the sacrifice. There's some of your armor.
Amen.
There's some of your weapons.
That's right.
Pray.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's it. We're going to march around this wall the sixth time.
Amen.
And we get to about to the end, we're going to shout.
Yeah.
We're going to shout.
Yeah.
I like the scripture, boy. It said the world came down, the wall came down.
Flat. Falling flat.
Boy, God going to flatten this whole world.
Right. Amen.
You know, just flatten it all out and build a new world. A new world.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless y'all.
Lord bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Oh, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house. Timothy, would you pray for us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again to gather in Jesus' name and those blood washed, those you chose and making ready. Thank you for the prophet sent to let us know. Come in our lifetime, oh God. So help us, oh God. Great emphasis on hearing that we not only be hearers but doers, Lord. And so bless Pastor Rice. He speaks and give them that boldness, and we need the instructions, oh God. Help us to be more ready here, Lord. So help us when you're hearing. We thank you, Father, for making us your choice and your determination to save us. So come quickly, Lord Jesus. Commit in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Timothy, all right, you may take your seats. I think Sister Diane has a song today. Thank you, Jesus.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthily Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. But I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him till that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word, creating faith in him. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. But I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Maranatha.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, we're gathered in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day. We're here by the divine decree of God. We're here to glorify God. Hallelujah. In our bodies, in our spirits, which are his. Would you give God glory? Would you give God praise? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We praise thee, O God.
Amen.
All right. Well, I've got scriptures here. Maybe we can read them. In the name of Jesus. We would hear what the Spirit said. All right. We're here waiting on Jesus. And, of course, what we need in this hour is faith in God. Is that all right? Thank you, Jesus. For the just shall live by faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. All right. There was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim. His name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children.
Amen.
This man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh.
Amen.
And the two sons, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions.
Yes, Lord.
But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah.
Yes.
But the Lord had shut up her womb.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret,
yes,
because the Lord had shut up her womb.
Amen.
And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she so provoked her that she wept and did not eat.
Amen.
Doesn't say who this adversary was, but she was provoked. She did provoke her. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou?
Hallelujah.
And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest set upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord.
Oh, God.
And she was in bitterness of soul.
Yes, Lord.
And prayed unto the Lord and wept so.
Yes,
she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts,
yes,
if thou wilt indeed look on the afflictions of thine handmaid,
amen,
and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid,
amen,
but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child,
yes,
then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life,
hallelujah,
and there shall no razor come upon his head. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord.
Amen.
That Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved.
That's right.
But her voice was not heard.
Amen.
Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee.
Amen.
And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord. I am a woman of sorrowful spirit.
Hallelujah.
I have drunk neither wine
Hallelujah.
Nor strong drink. But have poured out my soul before the Lord.
Amen.
Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief
Hallelujah.
Have I spoken hither. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. That's what he said.
Yes.
The God of Israel grant thy petition that thou was asking.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight, so the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad.
Amen.
They rose up early in the morning, and worshiped before the Lord and returned.
Glory.
And came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife. And the Lord remembered her.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore it came to pass.
Hallelujah.
When the time was come after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel.
Yes.
Sin because I have asked him of the Lord.
Amen.
That is the interpretation of Samuel. Ask of the Lord.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
And the man Elkanah and all his wife's house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice.
Amen.
But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned.
Yes.
Then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord.
Amen.
And thereby forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good.
Yes, Lord.
Tarry until thou hast weaned him.
Amen.
Only the Lord establish his word.
Yes.
So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him.
Mm-hmm.
When she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks.
Hallelujah.
One ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. The child was young.
Yes.
They slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. She said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, as thy soul liveth, I am the woman that stood by thee praying unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For this child I pray, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him.
Hallelujah.
Therefore also I've lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth.
Oh, yeah.
He shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord
Amen.
Then. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Then sang Moses, the children of Israel, this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider
yes.
hath he thrown into the sea.
Yes.
The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation.
Hallelujah.
He is my God,
Glory.
And I will prepare him an habitation.
Yes.
My Father's God,
yes.
and I will exalt him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, God.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord,
Glory.
Among the gods?
Amen.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee? O Lord, among the
Hallelujah.
Which thou hast redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast guided them in strength unto thy holy habitation. Glory, glory,
glory.
The Lord shall reign forever and ever. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand.
My Lord.
And all the women went out after her with timbrels,
yes,
and dances.
Amen.
And Miriam answered this, saying, ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
Yes, yes.
The horse and rider,
glory,
he is thrown into the sea.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The next one's in Isaiah 37. Listen to it.
Thank you, God.
And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts,
hallelujah,
God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubims,
yes, yes,
thou art the God,
glory,
even thou alone,
glory,
all of all the kingdoms of the earth,
glory,
thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see.
Hallelujah.
And hear all of the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God.
Hallelujah.
Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria had laid waste all the nations in their countries, and have cast their gods, little g, into the fire.
Yes.
For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stones. Therefore, they have destroyed them.
Amen.
Now, therefore, O Lord, our God,
hallelujah,
save us from his hand,
glory,
that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord,
yes,
even thou only,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, even thou only,
yes,
glory, glory,
glory, thank you, God. Thank
you, God. Yes. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me. So Hezekiah prayed.
Yes.
God answered.
Yes. Hallelujah.
This is the word,
yes, Lord,
which the Lord has spoken concerning him.
Glory.
The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised thee and have laughed thee to scorn. And the daughter of Jerusalem have shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel.
Amen.
By thy servants hast thou reproached the Lord, and hast said, by the multitude of my chariots, I'm come down up to the heights of the mountains,
yes,
to the sides of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof.
Hallelujah.
And I will enter into the heights of his border, and the forest of Carmel. Hast thou not long ago heard how I had done it?
Hallelujah.
And of ancient times that I have formed it, how I have brought it to pass.
Yes.
Thou shouldest be to lay waste defense cities and to ruin his heaps. Therefore, their inhabitants were a small power.
Yes.
They were dismayed and confounded.
Uh-huh.
They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, and as the grass on the housetop.
Yes, Lord.
And as corn before it was grown up. But I know thy abode.
Hallelujah.
I know thy going out.
Yes.
And thy coming in.
Yes.
I know thy rage against me.
Hallelujah.
Because thy rage against me and thy tumult has come up into mine ears.
Hallelujah.
Therefore will I put a hook in thy nose.
Oh, God.
And my bridle in thy lips. And I will turn thee back.
Oh, God.
By the way which thou camest.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
So actually, God's answer to Hezekiah was actually a reply to the heathen who reproached him. You tell him this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it came to pass when I heard these words, this is Nehemiah, that I sat down and wept and mourned,
yes,
certain
did,
days,
yes,
and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
Yes, yes.
And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and the terrible God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That keepeth covenants and mercy.
Yes.
For them that love him and that observe his,
yes,
commandments.
Lord.
Let thine ear now be attentive, and let thine eyes open.
Yes.
that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant.
Hallelujah.
Which I pray before thee now.
Hallelujah.
Day and night. For the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins
Hallelujah.
Of the children of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
Which we have sinned.
We have
against thee.
Yes.
Both I and my father's house
yes.
have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee
yes, Lord.
And have not kept the commandments nor the statutes
yes, Lord.
Nor the judgments which thou commandest by your servant Moses.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Remember, I beseech thee, the words that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you among the nations.
Oh, yes, Lord.
But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and
oh,
do them,
yes, Lord.
Though they were of you cast into the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet I will gather thee from hence.
Amen.
And will bring them into the place that I've chosen to set my name there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now these are the servants and the people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand.
Hallelujah.
O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the
Lord.
Prayer of thy servant.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And to the prayer of thy servants.
Uh-huh.
Let thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant.
Yes, Lord.
And to the prayer of thy servants.
Hallelujah.
Who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. Then stood up on the stairs the Levites, Jeshua, Bena, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunai, Sherebiah, Bani, and Shenanah, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Psalm 17, hear the right, O Lord.
Oh, yes.
Attend unto my cry.
Yes, Lord.
Give ear unto my prayer.
Yes, Lord.
That goeth not out of feigned lips.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me.
Mm-hmm.
Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help.
Yes, Lord.
Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me.
Hallelujah.
Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation.
Hallelujah.
And my soul shall be joyful in the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
It shall rejoice
Hallelujah.
In his salvation.
Yes, Lord.
All my bones shall say,
Hallelujah.
Lord, who is like unto thee?
Hallelujah.
Who delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him?
Hallelujah.
Yea, the poor and the needy. From him that spoileth him.
Hallelujah.
False witnesses did rise up. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth.
Hallelujah.
I humbled my soul.
Hallelujah.
With fasting. And my prayer
yes.
returned into mine own bosom.
Hallelujah.
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 I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies
Hallelujah.
Wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye
Hallelujah.
That hate me without a cause.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause.
Hallelujah.
Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified.
Yes.
The Lord be magnified. Which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And of thy praise.
Hallelujah.
All the day long.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's try this one. Have mercy upon me.
Oh yes, Lord.
Oh God.
Oh God.
According to thy loving kindness.
Yes, Lord.
According unto the multitude
yes.
of thy tender mercies.
Yes.
Blot out my transgressions.
Yes, Lord.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
Hallelujah.
my sins.
Yes, Lord.
I acknowledge my transgressions. Glory. And my sin is ever before.
Yes.
Against thee, thee only have I sinned. And done this evil in thy sight.
Yes, Lord.
That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest.
Hallelujah.
And be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaven in iniquity.
Yes,
and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Purge me with hyssop.
Oh, yes.
And I shall be clean.
Clean.
Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Right. Hallelujah.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
Hallelujah.
That the bones which thou hast broken.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
May rejoice.
Oh, God.
Hide thy face from my sins.
Thank you, Father.
And blot out mine iniquities.
Yes.
Grant in me a clean heart,
oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Yes, Lord. Do it.
Cast me not away from thy presence, oh God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hold me, Lord, with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. You know, many times in the preaching, things are addressed that have brought forth a question. I remember one time Brother Starr preaching a message, Why Speak with Tongues? He did preach it. He preached it very well. Why? Because there was a question, you know. And it was answered in the preaching of the word. I still remember him. Why I Speak with Tongues.
Right.
Very anointed message.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
And some have said, you know, if I have a question or consideration or something that I want from God, then I'll expect to hear it in the preaching.
Mm.
Which is often how it is done.
Yes. Thank you, God.
You know, it preaching is foolish, but it is very effective.
Yes.
It's for the edification of the body, for our instruction, for our correction.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we've been asked a question. I mean, the question was asked to everybody. Y'all heard it, haven't you? Well, let me see if I can get it right. God said we should pray in secret. Why do you all broadcast your prayers, you hypocrites? See? Well, let me tell y'all a secret. But it's not a secret. You know these things. That which I've been reading were prayers.
My Lord.
Huh?
My Lord.
Huh?
My Lord.
Now, why would God broadcast them prayers? He wrote them in the book.
My Lord.
Well, he calls us to recite them.
Yes,
he calls us to sing them. Why would God do it?
Hallelujah.
So there's the answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. These all prayers. There's more prayers.
More prayers. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Daniel's got a prayer.
That's right.
It's recorded in the book.
Yeah.
Huh?
In the book.
God didn't keep it in secret.
No.
We pray the prayer Daniel prayed. We pray the prayer that the psalmist prayed.
Right.
Huh? The whole book is full of prayer.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You no longer open up the book when it says, then men begin to call on the name of the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it does tell you that there's a spirit.
Yeah.
That's the spirit. It was voiced by a man, but there's a spirit.
Yeah.
It says, why do y'all do that? You know, even though Brother Stare had sanctioned that we should do it that way.
Yeah.
He never, reproved Sister Burgess.
No.
Never.
Yeah.
He said, that's right.
No.
Do it like that.
Yeah.
Am I talking right?
Yeah.
Don't y'all get quiet on me.
No.
Don't get quiet on me.
No.
Don't get quiet on me.
No.
In fact, he went along to say, we should come here and help Sister
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pray. Pray. Pray.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Pray. The Bible itself says, oh, that men would praise
pray.
The Lord.
Pray. Pray.
For his goodness.
Pray. Pray.
For his wonderful
pray.
Work. Now, it is very obvious, you know, that we should pray. I've got a whole bunch of scriptures, and they are prayers. I've got prayers where Jesus prayed.
Yes, Lord.
They are recorded.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't do it in secret.
No, he didn't.
Now, I heard also on the broadcast, a man said, Brother Stair, he said, yeah, we do corporate prayer, but that's not to take away from your private devotion, which I pray that you do. See how these things are answered in the preaching? I heard it just this morning. Hallelujah. If we come to worship corporately, that's not to take away from our private devotion. Not to take away from our private prayers. But there is a way that we come in corporate prayer.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's not unscriptural. I just read to you all a bunch of prayers. Open to everybody. In fact, while I was reading the prayers, this brother was quoting the prayer. What's he doing? Quoting that man's prayer. You quoted him too, huh? He said, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Why does God broadcast some people's prayers? Not only their prayers, their whole life. Everything's opened up. Yeah, their sins too. You know that. Right there in the book.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because they're the sins of God's people. They're your sins and my sins. They may say Adam, but that's us. May say David, but that's us. May say Jacob, huh? Or a certain man, but that's us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the other thing that I heard on the broadcast,
thank you for your word, Lord,
was I think some kind of debate. One of the women were Oprah Winfrey. And here's what she said. She said, surely there can't possibly be one way. See? Now, Oprah, she's very articulate. Huh? She know how to handle herself.
Right.
She's educated.
Yes.
But this is foolish.
Amen.
This is foolish.
Amen.
If I do this and I do that and I call it a thingamajig and you call it, why can't we, we get to the same place doing different things? Because there's only one way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, she was talking like, if I do the things that Jesus said and, well, here's what Jesus said. You are a sinner.
Yeah.
And I am the payment for your sin.
Right.
See what I mean? Hallelujah. That's the crux of the matter. If Jesus is the payment for the sin, then he's the only way. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Beside him there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Thank you, Lord. We can say Jesus paid it all.
Yes, he did.
All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. Yeah, the answer's in the book.
Glory.
I mean, we know why we pray corporately.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're instructed to. The Bible is full of examples of corporate prayer. Especially in the book of Acts.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read that one, okay? Y'all got a little bit of time, don't you? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Besides that, we do everything else openly, don't we? Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why not give glory to God? Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing praises unto thy name. Show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. When they were come in, they went into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas,
hallelujah,
the brother of James. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
They all continued with one accord. How about that?
Accord, hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord.
Give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Worthy of that.
Let me see. I like it when you do it, Brother Spencer.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Well, see, here it is. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
These all continue with one accord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
And supplication.
Hallelujah.
With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother. That's what they were doing.
Hallelujah.
In the upper room.
Hallelujah.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come,
yes, Lord,
they were all with one accord,
Lord,
in one place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And suddenly there came a sound,
Lord,
from heaven,
yes,
as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. They were, thank you, Lord,
hallelujah,
set up on each of them. And they were all filled, mm-hmm, with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And began to speak with other tongues,
yes, God,
as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes.
Hmm? That's a good reason to speak with tongues.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't get filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, I must tell you, you know, when the Lord arrested me in a dramatic way, you've heard it. I was so glad he did.
Amen.
I was really relieved. Really, I was. Like I said, I didn't go that day really looking to be arrested, though I knew I needed to be.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell it, Brother Spencer.
Yes.
I knew I needed to be, but that's not why I went.
Right, right.
You understand? But that's why the Lord had me go.
Hallelujah.
And that's when he arrested me.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he came down upon me.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
And I so appreciate it. Even until this day.
Hallelujah.
And I began to weep.
Yes.
I began to cry.
Yes.
And I was cleansed. I was brand new, you know.
Yes.
I feel brand new, brother.
Yes.
Huh? He made me feel brand new.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. Glory.
Glory.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So here I was for days. Huh? Week, 10 days, I was on a cloud.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't angry with anyone.
Right.
The love of God was,
yes,
I was just,
yes,
so glad.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So glad.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And well, I thought I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I probably was. But you know, they told me, the church I began to go to.
Hallelujah.
In fact, it was the same church where Jesus arrested me. The pastor was Pastor Fulton. Of course, they had me in there were seeking the Lord. And they said, well, man, you don't have the Holy Ghost till you speak with tongues.
Right.
Well, I told them just like Brother Sterry said.
Right.
I said, well, I will. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah, I will, but, you know,
glory.
I said, I got some fire here. I got some down in here. He said, yeah, but you haven't spoken with tongues yet. I said, I will.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So I began to seek God. You know, for that Holy Ghost experience with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Yes, it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And lo and behold, one Friday night, came down and gave me some new language, gave me a new dance. Hallelujah. Gave me a song and gave me a praise. Argue with them. Praise the Lord. See,
hallelujah.
They say, you don't have the Holy Ghost. I don't care how much anointing you feel. That's what they told me now. The same thing they told Brother Sarah. That you might feel good and all that, but no, you need to. So I did. I still do.
Hallelujah.
It's right for us to do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
But, you know, I believe, like I said, I had the Holy Ghost. I just didn't have the faith to receive.
Yes, that's it.
Of course, I had to be convinced that I needed to get the evidence.
That's it.
Huh? God didn't withhold it from me.
No, he wouldn't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In fact, he will withhold no good thing
from
them that walk upright.
No, he wouldn't.
Because I could have got upset and say, well, that's your doctrine, not my doctrine. But somehow it rang true in my spirit, not in my heart. I read it in the book, what they did on, so I said, Hallelujah. I said, I know I got this anointing, but I want the rest of it too. That's how I told the Lord. I said, well, if that's the case, Lord, well, fill me today, you know, with that evidence of speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Well, the Lord heard my cry.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Delivered me from all my fears.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Of course, there are still those that believe that it's not good to do. In spite of the scriptures.
Amen.
Huh? In spite of God's gift, because that is one of God's gifts, the interpretation of tongues. There must be some tongues for them to be interpreted. Isn't that simple? It's the same way with the corporate prayer. It's very simple that we should do it. That is scriptural. But there is a spirit that says, should we do that? Should I actually lift my voice in prayer? Yeah, there's a spirit, though. This is my reply. This is my response. Like I said, I started out reading prayers. Yes, I did. I've got more prayers to read. You know, I didn't read Daniel's prayer. Didn't read Jeremiah's prayer. There's not one of them in there that didn't have a prayer.
Hallelujah.
Made open and accessible to you. Huh? And even you speak it your own self. You read it out of the book because you say it's the word of God. But actually it's the men's prayer. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
So if we shouldn't pray openly and corporately, then we shouldn't speak the word.
Amen. That's it.
Amen. And when you read the book, you know, sometimes it's a song.
Amen.
Sometimes it's a prayer.
Amen.
Sometimes it's a praise.
Yes.
In fact, they're so intermixed and intertwined, sometimes you can't tell the one from the other. Huh?
Glory!
Like Paul and Silas.
Yes.
You know, they prayed, they sang praises. I'm sure it got so they couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
That's how it is.
Amen.
When you begin to read the book, sometimes it's a psalm of David. Sometimes it's a prayer of David. But it's still the same
glory,
thing.
Glory.
Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Should we lift our voice in prayer?
Hallelujah.
When we do it corporately, we should do that.
Yes.
Hmm? We should have a desire to do it. We should even have any question why we shouldn't do it.
Yes.
The Spirit of the living God say we should do it.
Yes.
This is what the Holy Ghost said.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
All right, I must be making trouble up here today.
My Lord, that's all right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, God.
But remember the point that I'm trying to make. It's not just the fellow that, you know, he called in. That was one of our call-ins. Right before that one, though, Sister Johnson had a word to say.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sure she didn't know what the man was going to say, and we didn't know they both were going to come in on the same day. But she said, yes, good that we have corporate prayer. Huh? It is good. Then there are times that people, you know, they call or they write and they say, I heard you call my name in prayer and I was so encouraged. How about that?
Hallelujah.
And when Jesus called your name, are you not so encouraged?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, if we don't lift our voice, how will they know?
Amen.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, you know, it's like that question is bringing to light spirits that are among us. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get to the point. Yeah. That's why he called and said that, so we could know that there's a spirit among us like that.
All right.
Huh? Is it, you know, you, why are you a bunch of hypocrites praying out loud? We should pray in secret, go in our closet. Well, not when we come corporately.
Amen.
When we come corporately, we should be of one mind, one accord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know that I will convince everybody. Because, you know, the teaching that we got from Brother Stair taught that we should do it.
Amen.
We're all here because of him.
Amen.
And you go back and hear what he said. He don't say we should be church mice.
No.
He said we should lift up our voice.
Yes.
And all the preaching, he exhorts us.
Amen.
To be at liberty to praise God
right.
and to worship God.
Hallelujah.
To lift our voice and pray.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Jesus.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
But as for me, my prayers unto thee, Lord. Well, we better not read it. We don't want to get in that man's prayers, do we?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, I'm being facetious. The Bible is full of men's prayers.
Amen.
They ought to be ours.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart.
Amen.
Save me, O Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Heal us, we'll be healed.
Yes.
Save us, we'll be saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we'll go ahead and read it anyway. I think God wants us to read it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's this man's private prayer.
My Lord.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But as for me, my prayers unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time.
Hallelujah.
O God, in the multitude of thy mercies, hear me.
Oh, yes,
it might be his personal prayer, but it's mine too.
Right.
Is it not all the people of God's prayer?
Amen.
Sure it is.
Amen.
Sure it is.
Amen.
And if we pray in this house and we pray according to the will of God, then your prayer is my prayer. And my prayer is your prayer. Hallelujah. Sure it is.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And my God is your God. Your God is my God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, another thing that people do now is they protest. And sometimes they gather together and they get them a chant or a phrase.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, Brother Harvard, I'm telling the truth, brother.
Yeah.
Or they may say some other thing.
Yeah.
This is my womb. This is my body. Something like that. You know how they do.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's come on in and say, thou art my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wash my sins away. Oh, happy day. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
You is my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is our God.
Yes.
That's the whole idea of corporate prayer.
Right.
We're all here, same God,
same
need, same desire, same hope, same destiny, nothing different. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My prayer is your prayer. Your prayer is my prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. Okay. He said, deliver me out of the mire.
Amen.
That's my prayer. Let me not sink.
Hallelujah.
Let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters. Hear me, O
Lord.
For thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily.
Yes.
Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it.
Hallelujah, God.
Deliver me because of mine enemies.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
There's no one that read the Psalms that's not comforted, that's not strengthened, not encouraged in the Lord. They're a bunch of songs and prayers. Yeah, it is. Of course, there's some prophecy in there, too. But there's songs, there's prayers, there's confessions. Yeah. You all aren't encouraged by the song? Well, I am. Praise the Lord. They were written for us. We, through confidence, patience of the scripture, might have hope. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God the great. Now, we are a bunch of hypocrites. We're going to read David's prayers and read Nehemiah's prayers, and then we don't want nobody to hear our prayers. That is a hypocrite there.
Right.
Say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Are we in trouble up there, brothers? Are we in trouble up there?
We're working it out.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They working it out, saints. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than ox or bullocks that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners.
Glory.
Daniel said, and I set my face unto the Lord my God.
My Lord.
Made my confession.
Yes, Lord.
With fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
Hallelujah.
And I prayed unto the Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
Made my confession.
Yes, Lord.
We better stop there, huh? We don't want to read his confession, do we? We need to maybe put this in private.
No.
This is a bunch of foolishness.
No. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been reading Daniel's prayers.
Yeah.
We've been reading Nehemiah's prayers.
Right.
We've been reading Hannah's prayers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
We've been rejoicing in them.
Yeah.
We've been encouraged by them.
Right.
We've been strengthened by them.
Right.
We've even prayed them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, here's what he said. O Lord, the great and dreadful God,
yes,
keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him.
Amen.
And to them that keep his commandments.
Yes, Lord.
We have sinned.
We have sinned.
And have committed iniquity.
Yes.
And have done wickedly.
Amen.
And have rebelled.
Yes.
I'm glad he's doing it for us. All we have to say is amen.
Amen.
See how that goes?
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments.
Amen.
Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets.
Amen.
Which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers.
Amen.
And to all the people of the land.
Amen.
O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee.
Yes, God.
But unto us confusion of faces.
Jesus.
As at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
And unto all Israel that are near and that are far off. Through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass.
Yes, Lord.
That they have trespassed against thee.
Hallelujah.
O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faces.
Amen.
To our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee.
Yes, Lord.
To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Mm. Though we have rebelled against him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws.
Hallelujah.
Which he set before us by his servants the prophets.
Amen.
Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, the curse is poured upon us.
Yes.
And the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God.
Hallelujah.
Because we have sinned against him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Oh,
Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away
yes, Lord.
From the city of Jerusalem.
Yes,
let it be, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers,
amen.
Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Mm-hmm. Now, therefore, O Lord God, our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication.
Hallelujah.
And cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate.
Amen.
For the Lord's sake.
Hallelujah.
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 For the Lord's sake. Glory to his name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Been deceived or turned back from, knowing that they are right for us to do.
Amen.
Speak with tongues, corporate prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Pray aloud.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, I'm looking for one more. Let me see. I think I've got it here. Help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, let me finish it up here. This is still Daniel. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
Thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
Amen.
Now, therefore, O God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
O my God, incline thine ear and hear and open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name.
Hallelujah.
For we do not present our supplications before thee, for our righteousness is, but for thy great mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We heard a discourse like that. I think it was Jonathan Edwards. Something like that. He was, a very logical and point-by-point discourse on how to approach unto God.
Amen.
Basically as sinners.
Oh, yes.
No hint, no smidgen of any of our righteousness.
No, no.
But based upon how great our need is for him.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And that's what the prophet does here.
Yes.
It's not based upon our righteousness.
No.
But we're appealing to you because of your great mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As how David did, he said, y'all, don't let us fall into the hands of men, but let us fall into the hands of God. For with him is great mercy. It sounds very simple, but sometimes we miss that. When we approach unto God, it's, I'm not like Pastor Rice, like the guy did in the book of Luke chapter 18. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like other men are. Yeah, that's the opposite way to approach unto God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we need to approach him like, my iniquity
yes,
is great.
Lord.
I'm the worst of sinners.
Yes, Lord.
You have great mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Not because of Hallelujah. I'm not as bad as Brother Rod, but because I'm worse than he is.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
In fact, he likened it to seeking some aid. He said, if a man's going to seek aid, then one thing he'll do is present his cause for need.
Amen.
That's how we approach unto God.
That's right.
Not like the scribes and Pharisees. You know, we're here, you know, come on, baptize us.
No.
Hmm? You know, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And John said, why are you here to be baptized when you don't need baptism?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we're here and we need God.
Hallelujah.
We're poor and needy.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Yes,
and he is the God that does supply our need. Is that all right?
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
It's easy to get in that place, though.
Hallelujah.
But if you remember when you were first enlightened.
Amen.
You didn't get to God by not having a need. God got the law, and the law convinced us that we were sinners. Huh? Showed us our depravity.
Yes, Lord.
And eventually, it showed us our hopelessness.
Amen.
So here's where you are.
Hallelujah.
And there's nothing you got that can get you out.
Right.
But there is some help over here if you would just believe on Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, there's some help if you will just believe on Him. Nothing of yourself.
Right.
Nothing you got can help you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So, you know, it would be good as Oprah would come to a place to know that
right.
her articulation and her education won't help her.
Right.
She's going to have to stand before the master.
Yeah.
That won't help her at all.
No.
Huh?
No.
She got sin because she was born in it.
Yeah.
Huh? There's only one remedy. There's only one remedy. Hello, there's only one. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. But that's how it goes with intellectuals, you know.
Yeah.
You get out there in the world, they'll talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
And that's how some have left here and that actually departed.
Yeah.
Things that they knew. They've thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah? Amen, amen. Hopefully we won't do it while we're still here.
Yeah.
That's things that we've been taught.
There's
instruction we've been given.
Yes.
Many warnings, exhortations.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Well, one of them was about needing faith. The longer we live, the more
faith.
Our faith is pertinent to us.
Yes.
Especially in this hour.
Amen.
We need faith in God.
Right.
We shouldn't cultivate anything that would cause us not to do that.
Amen. Yeah.
Whether it be medicines, see how I get in trouble, remedies, or anything. You know, the tradition of men, the counsel of the ungodly, you know. To some, Oprah sounded real good. Sure. I mean, that's a good intellectual debate there, but it's foolishness. Because actually, you know, she got away from the real issue.
Right.
And the issue is we're sinners.
That's right.
And no good living can save us from
our
sin.
Right.
Huh? There's not three different ways that can save us from our sin. There's only one. Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sin. Hallelujah. But you see how in the intellectual discourse they get away from that. If you get away from that, then you, there's only lies and darkness. She should have stopped her right away and said, hey, Oprah, what about your sins?
That's right.
What are you going to do about them? You going to live good and fix them?
Right.
Hallelujah.
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 That's why God sent His Son.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So, yeah. It can possibly be one way. It is only one way.
One way.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And as we remember our wretchedness and our need for him, then the more easily we are apt to praise him. I mean, it's set up perfectly. Wretched, no good sinners. Hallelujah. Give an eternal life. It's written like this, the wages of sin is death. Hey, Oprah, the wages of sin is death. What are you going to do about that? Oh, there's a gift. There's a gift you must receive. His name is Jesus. The gift of God, eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Yeah, we've been instructed, you know, not to trust in doctors. Yeah, we have. Don't y'all get angry with me.
Hallelujah.
I mean, that's what the Bible says. Say, trust in the Lord. All thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. Yeah, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody in here happy? Let him sing song.
Glory.
Any sick among you? Let him call 911. Oh, no, no. Any sick among you? Yep. Can I preach this afternoon?
Hallelujah.
Let him call for the elders. See how we've departed? There's even some folk back in Oklahoma that will say, I need for y'all to pray for me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it is. More than we get it here, what we get here is, this such and such will heal this and that and that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I was quiet again. Y'all know what that means, don't you?
Amen.
That means I hit the nail on the head, but they don't want to depart from it.
Hallelujah.
That's what it means. Huh? Did I get it right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they've got some intellectual debate about that.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, if any is sick among you, let them call for the elder. Let them pray the prayer of faith. Say the prayer of faith shall save. Yeah. And if they sin, it will be forgiven them.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. I know. Well, you know, I've not done that in a long time. I've just taken my herbs and whatever. Well, folk have said I've played in the street a long time, never got run over, but payday's coming. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. God ain't going to let the remedy steal his glory, you understand?
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't even endeavor to give the remedy his glory.
Yes.
Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
I was preaching good, wasn't I? To commend the worth of, express approval or admiration of. That's a definition for praise.
Amen.
To laud the glory of God as in a song. To glorify, to extol.
Yes.
Yeah. To praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Now to loud implies great or extravagant praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Now, extravagant means, beyond that, the normal. Excessive, abundantly,
yes,
exceeding.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Ask very earnestly.
Yes.
Make supplication. Implore.
Amen.
Beseech. Entreat.
Right.
This is to pray.
Amen.
To say prayers as to God.
Amen.
O Lord, hear my cry.
Hear my cry.
Be merciful unto me, a sinner.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Showing reverence or devotion for a deity. And there's only one deity.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The others are imposters. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly right. They can't say. They can't create.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
They can't give life. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Extreme devotion. There's that word extreme again. Extreme devotion. This is worship.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Come, let us worship.
Hallelujah.
Bow down before
Him.
Huh? That means we have to get extreme.
Yes.
Radical.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Extreme devotion, intense love,
yes,
or admiration of any kind.
Hallelujah.
Some have it for their sports team. You understand that? They got the cap with the logo on it.
Hallelujah.
They got the shirt with the logo on it. They got the coffee cup with the logo on it. You see them and say, yeah, what about them Bulldogs?
Yeah.
They'll talk about them their days on end.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time.
That's right. So true.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, extreme means great, going to great lengths. This salvation that we have is extreme.
Amen.
God has gone to great lengths to save us.
Hallelujah.
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 We should show intense devotion and praise to Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who has gone to great lengths to save us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've been hearing some preaching that by David Wilkerson, a few cuts. One this morning went something like, it shouldn't be labor or work for us to pray to God.
No.
He said, you know, it should, since we love Him and He loves us,
right.
Should be a delight, should be a joy.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that not right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And to them that love Him, it is a delight. It is a joy. We do have to press in, though. Hallelujah. Because there's opposition. Yeah, against every work of God. Hallelujah. We just shouldn't give place to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we shouldn't be embarrassed to get close to God.
No,
no, no.
No, no, no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's why some want to worship Him in private. That's okay, but, you know, we're all the same.
That's right.
Same Father.
Yes.
Same salvation.
Amen.
Same hope.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
glory.
Yeah, we're not Baptists. We're saints.
Hallelujah.
Called to be.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, we're going to finish up.
Hallelujah.
We've been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. We've received His great salvation.
Amen. Thank
you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We've had this opportunity to gather.
Thank you, God.
Hear the voice of the last day prophet.
Amen.
He's still speaking.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's something required of us.
Yes, Lord.
We should hear.
Amen.
Hear and obey.
Amen.
That's what Simon said.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. The only hope is that God's people would hear.
Thank God.
What the Spirit said.
Thank God.
Do you understand that we're in the age of deception, deceit, distraction? See how easy it was for Oprah to distract, get right off the subject? Huh? Yeah. There ain't no other way for anybody to get rid of their sin but by Jesus. I don't even hear anybody making the claim. They just bypass it. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Huh? For Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. I think we covered it all. Yeah, corporate prayer is ordained of God. We should lift our voice with one accord. We should serve him with one consent. We should endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Yeah, this is right. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we need more training in this true worship. Yeah, that's all we're going to do, you understand. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The hour is coming, now is. When they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. I love you. The Lord does too.
Amen.
Let us stand. Brother Harper, can you pray?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For giving me the privilege to pray, Lord, and giving my brother and sister, Lord, the privilege to pray, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. What a privilege, Lord, to pray to you, Lord. Oh, the Almighty God, Lord. The Most High God, Lord. And we know, Lord, that it's wartime, Lord. And Satan is coming against us, Lord, with everything he got, Lord. But we got the armor, Lord. Help us to put it on, Lord. It's spiritual warfare, Lord, all the day long, Lord.
And hallelujah.
Satan wants us to shut our mouth, Lord, and wants to shut up.
Hallelujah.
But I can't shut up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let it flow, Lord. Let it flow, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I won't shut up, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You meant to tell me they can worship their sports stars. They can holler, scream. Go to the club, holler and scream, Lord. And then music, holler and sing and scream. And we can't lift our voice to the Lord. Satan, you're a liar. You're a liar, Lord. You're a liar. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us lift up our voice with the voice of triumph. Yes, Lord. We won't be quiet. We won't be slack. Yes, Lord. We're shaking his kingdom. That was going on. It let me know that we're doing a good job. Yeah, let's keep on. Let's keep on this march. Let's keep on praising the Lord and lifting up our voice. Don't care if we host. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, Lord. I won't stop. I can't stop, Lord. The Holy Spirit is in me, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm on fire, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's continue, Lord, to encourage each other, Lord, not to cower down and be cowards and shut our mouth. I won't shut my mouth, and we won't shut our mouth. I just encourage my brother to keep on. Keep on praying the Lord. Keep on. Thank you, Jesus. Corporate prayer and in private prayer. And you can even cry out and shout out to the Lord in private prayer. Go ahead. Can I get a witness? You can cry out to him. Yes, Lord. Anytime, any place, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm going to stay on fire for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let this fire never go out in us, Lord. Continue to stir us up with your word, Lord. We stir up the brothers and sisters all over the world. Keep on shouting. Keep on praying the Lord. Don't stop. Don't shut your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. That's what you made us for, Lord. You made us to be true worshipers, Lord. That's what we was born for, Lord. To worship you. To glorify you, Lord. Poor wretched sinners, Lord. Didn't have a thing in the world to lean on, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And there's only one way, Lord. One way to you, Lord. One way. You're the only way, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Ain't no other way, Lord. That's a lie straight from hell, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for we are in the house of the Father. Yes. What a privilege, Lord. Lord, I'm thinking about that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer.
Hallelujah.
But you have made a den of thieves. That's Lord.
Yes.
That's the most. Thank you. Keep contact with the Father.
Yes.
We keep contact with everybody else with our cell phone. Man, tell you, we can't keep contact with the Father?
Yes.
God, lost your mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. Continue to keep contact with the Father.
Yes.
With prayer, supplications, and thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. Shame the devil. I shame the devil. I embarrass you. You are nothing. You got no power. You said that life is in the power of the tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, Lord. So I'm giving you glory, Lord. You deserve all the glory, Lord. You deserve everything, Lord. Not half us. You want all of us. us, Lord. I give you everything, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be a living sacrifice, Lord. Oh, to God, would y'all read my service, Lord. Help us not to stop, Lord. Help us to go on, Lord, to perfection, Lord. To encourage those that need to be strengthened, Lord. Encourage those in the faith. Continue to pray. Continue to call out their name. Continue. Continue, brothers and sisters. We came too far to turn back. We're on the road, waiting on that New Jerusalem, Lord. Thank you, while we on the road, Lord, while we're on the way, Lord. We're going to occupy. We're going to serve the Lord in our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, provoke me. Provoke me. Got me stirred up. Thank you. You're out of your mind, Satan. You're a loser. We winners. We're the winner. We're the lift up our voice each and every time. We're shaking your kingdom. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You know, there's some even here saying, you know, we act a fool. I'm a fool for Christ. We're a fool for Christ. We're a fool for the world. Dancing, acting a fool for the world. Let's be a fool for Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're a fool for Christ. Go ahead. Persecute us. Go ahead. Say, oh, man, the evil against us falsely. Go ahead. I'm a fool for Christ. I'm going to keep on dancing. I'm going to keep on running around the tabernacle. I'm going to keep on shouting your name. I'm going to keep on praising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got me stirred up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That help us, Lord, to keep on our warfare, Lord. The helmet of salvation, Lord. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. Lie and be a girded about with truth. Yes, Lord. Let our feet be shod with the preparate gospel of peace. And let us take that sword of the Spirit, cutting them. Cut Satan to pieces. Cut the devil to pieces. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the divine asunder of the soul and the spirit. And of the joints and marrow. And it's a discern of thoughts and intents of the heart, Lord. Let us take that helmet of salvation, like the prophet said. It'll quench all the fiery thoughts of the wicked, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can't stand that. The praise of God. Never gonna praise you, Lord. The Most High God, Lord. Thank you. You're worthy to be praised, Lord. You're worthy, Lord, all the day long, Lord. Let us praise you, Lord. I praise you until my voice get hoarse, Lord. I praise you when I'm tired, Lord. I praise you, Lord, when I'm feeling good or when I'm sick, Lord. We're gonna praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter how we feel, no matter what, how we say, Lord. Thank you, GD. Dry bones gonna come together. I don't care what you say, we coming together, Lord. We coming together, don't look like, but we coming together, Lord. In the spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I bless all my brother and sister here. Bless all my brother and sister around the world who are with us. The war is out, we're in spiritual warfare, y'all. It's in and out, Lord. Thank you, come for all places, Lord. But we won't be defeated, Lord, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, you're with us, Lord. You say you'll never leave us, never forsake us, Lord. You're with us, Lord, even to the end of the world, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to praise you, Lord. And when we get in eternity, Lord, we're going to never get tired. We're going to praise you all the day long, Lord. There'll be no time, Lord. Time will be over, Lord. And we're going to praise you, Lord. We're getting ready now, Lord, the preparation. Getting ready now, Lord, for the worship you, Lord. Getting ready now, Lord, the preparation, Lord. Thank you for worship for eternity, Lord. We got to start now, Lord. We start now to praise and worship you, Lord. With all our heart, Lord. With all our mind. With all our body. With all our soul, Lord. That living sacrifice, Lord. Holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Which I read but serve, Lord. It's not a burden to praise you, Lord. It's a privilege, Lord. It's a joy to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not a burden to come to the tabernacle. Something wrong with you. Something wrong. You got the wrong spirit. Thank you. We got the spirit of Christ, Lord. We're going to worship you, Lord. Everywhere we go, Lord. We're going to testify of you, Lord. We shall overcome them by the blood of the Lamb, Lord. By the word of our testimony, Lord. You want to shut our mouth, shut our testimony. I won't shut up. We won't be stopped, Lord. We are a triumphant church. That church without spot or wrinkle. That church without blemish, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're stepping on the devil. Stepping on him. All the day long, Lord. Step on that old serpent. You ain't nothing. We got the power. We got the power of all the power in me. Let us exercise that power, church. And we wait on Christ coming. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maranatha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Glory, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to
thank you, Lord.
coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.